Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone, finally got my dad back. Live a bat, he wouldn't live long, and snatch my dad back. Guidance I never had that, streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms, provided a place to crash at. A place to study math at, matter of fact, I learned it all, burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath, you can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please welcome us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's
closing me out of my business.
get an equal share. And until you're giving him that, there'll be no peace. The brother's gonna work it out.
Brother's gonna work it out.
Brother's gonna work it all. All. We must all join hands. We can march across this land in peace. Love, joy, with that understanding of truth. Reality's all gone. But brother's gonna work it out.
Brother's gonna work it out.
Brother's gonna work it all out.
Brother's gonna work it out.
Oh, brother, say, stop the pimps, the hustlers, the pushermen, as fast as you can. Open your ears and eyes to the facts of what's truly holding you back.
Shaky, I'll be your host for tonight. Boy, it took a long 7 days to get here, but we here now. My big brother Sham ain't here, but on the mic tonight I got Mr. Mouse, my co-host, the man on the ones and the twos, which is me. What up, though, brother Mouse? Hello?
For another Thursday.
Yes, sir. Sure is. Uh-oh. But I gotta give the shout-out. The sponsors, Big Leroy, Clocks Off Crew, the 1-800 Keep It Real, Bar None, Von Yak, the whole West Side, Big Sham, which he ain't here, but I'm hoping that he feel a lot better for next week. If you get a chance to check in, it'll be cool too. But yeah, so how you been, brother?
Oh man, I've been good.
Yeah, well, hey, you gonna be in the way when the springtime comes, huh? Stay out, man. Ain't nothing to do, but hey, when that springtime comes, you ready? Start. Enjoy your car, you and your family, man. You know?
Yeah,
boy, that weather got kind of cold a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Got cold, man. Yesterday and today, it's a decent day.
Yeah. Thank God for it, because I don't know how much of this I could take, man.
Yeah,
I understand. When it get colder and I'm old too, I'm getting older every day, and thank God for that. But
Shaky, we all getting older every day. Can't stop that. Father Time.
Yeah, one of my good buddies passed away. I just learned about that. His name was Over, but he was a Pontiac guy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
My man called me. I'm like, oh, wee. He go. So, hey. Yeah, bro. What are we going to talk about today?
Oh,
got
man.
Got anything special?
No, nothing special. Just, hey, grudge.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of people text me and stuff, asking me about how can we get some of the other class guys, you know, like the ones that ain't as fast as the ones they was talking about last week, man. And so, damn, bro, we gotta do something. I know they out there, man. I want to talk to them. I want to see what they want to talk about and how we can include them in some of this racing, man. Because, hey,
well,
we need some more participation.
They got to include themselves.
Yeah, but is it – okay, so I'm sitting here thinking, damn, is it that they just don't want to do it no more? Or, man, I'm working on my car, bro, and I'm going to start, you know, testing and tuning it and leave off where I – or start up where I left off. That was like a long time ago, you know. So I want to – And I want to do it now. So it's like I'm hoping that it's a lot of other people that want to start participating. Maybe they feel that they can't compete. You know, I don't know what it is. I want to talk to some people, man. I want them to tell me, damn, hey, Shaky, you know what, man? Your voice talking about the old times and us getting it on again. Maybe we can start doing it again. I don't know, man, what it's gonna take. And then the young people, ooh-wee, those people that's over there on Dodie, man, I wanna understand how I can get in contact with them, man, and try to include them in some of the stuff that we do. Or we get into some of the stuff that they do, because I'm believing that they do it way more racing than we do, the older people, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, because they doing it out there in Mexico, so Mexico don't close.
Yeah.
Only for the real bad weather, but it's open 7 days a week.
Yeah, they put it to good use, man. They put it to good use. So, you know, maybe some of the guys that are around at the track that ain't as quick as the other guys, maybe they want to start dealing with or racing some of those guys. I mean, I ain't going on New Dodie because I got caught twice drag racing. And I didn't get convicted, but, man, those people that scared me straight. But I'm going to live at the track, you know. Yeah, I'm going to live at the track.
Yeah, a lot of people left the street because of, you know, job, licenses, family, or they just might have got faster than what the street could hold. You know, and pretty soon probably the guys that's on – you know, racing out there in Mexico, get them maybe 3-4 years, and they might be right, you know, at the track because they done outgrew the street.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I need to get them. What happened to Mister today? Mister, you there? So, brother.
Yeah. I'm here to shake out a little late.
Okay.
I had to go do bedtime story, so my fault.
Oh, okay, no problem. We were talking about you, young man. How we can get you to start. Yeah, he's younger than me, so I mean, he having it. Yeah, I'm talking to boss about, yeah, how can we start including or get some of these young people to, oh, man, I just want people to participate, man. They doesn't like racing, man. You know?
What you talking about? Get the young people to do what, son? What you talking about?
Damn, come on to the track or just want to start hearing what they talking about, man, and how we can communicate with them. I want to talk with them. You know, I don't know a whole lot of younger guys, but shit, they got to have the same spirit and drive and determination that these people that's racing got. They got to have it.
But you think you talking about the younger guys that's already racing or the younger guys that want to get into racing?
I'm talking about the one that's over there on New Dodie.
Oh,
you know,
well,
the 130th is...
They doing it.
Uh-oh.
The ones there, they doing it.
To
so
do
really,
it
Well, I mean, that's their preference. You know, where they want to race, that is their preference. Now, if you want to cross over and go to them, it's cool. If they want to cross over and come, but you can't make nobody, you know, go where they don't want to go. They where they feel comfortable. That's where you go. But, I mean, like I said, they doing it. They racing. You know, I remember a time I didn't know nothing about the track. All I knew was the street. Had never been to the track.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see who they said. 773-2222. Your mic is open. Who is this?
Hey, what's going on, player? It's old Molly Ma, you dig?
Hey, how you feel? Good evening, soul brother. What's happening?
Yes, sir. Man, just taking it easy, man. Just taking it easy, man. I like to address the elephant in the room. I get tired of people threatening people, talking mad shit. They gonna fuck you up and all that shit, man. And ain't no motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? I get tired of hearing that shit. If we gonna race, we gonna race. If we not, we ain't. You know what I mean? So I just need people to stop threatening people, talking like they gonna do something and ain't gonna do a goddamn thing.
I understand. They probably listening to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I hope they listen. I hope they listen to me. You know.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you this. Yeah. Hold on. Let me ask you this. How can we get more people to race, cuz, in the same venue? Or, you know, do you go to the track a lot?
I've been testing, so I haven't been going to the track to actually race. But, yeah, I've been going to the track testing, you know, fucking around, shit like that.
Yeah, broker, it's heavy on my heart, man. I want more people to participate, bro. You know, I mean, we got so many people on this line, you know. I'm just, damn, how can we do it, cuz?
They try to stop out betting other people. Like, if we go back to the old days, we race for $100, $300, $500. You'll have a lot more races. But everybody trying to beat the Joneses and bet $3,000, $5,000, you know, including myself, it'll be a lot more racing. You just don't have all that to no more. Streets ain't the same.
Yeah, we don't have to. Bro, look. Okay, so you're right. Exactly what you said. You're right. But damn, how are we going to get over this hump, man, to get people to start racing more?
But I guess people have to humble themselves. And even though we spend a lot of money in these cars, I can't lie, I mean, you can't really fault them for trying to run for what they run for, because when you go to the track, just say you get prepared, you go to the track, you out of $600. You at least probably run for a G to get your $600 back plus an extra four. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's a little hard to dictate that.
It's valid what you're saying, so brother, I'm trying to get them to put their leg in the door by racing. You know what I'm saying?
See, back in the days, we used to race on the street. That didn't cost us nothing but a little gas money. But now, we done got older, we done stopped racing on the street. Now we got to go to the track, so that costs a little bit more. And we want to race for a little bit more.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to put that at the top of this list, the money factor. I'm gonna put that at number one. Money factor. I'm gonna put number two. I want to get people to start racing, man. If they can race for $100 or $200 or $300, damn, where they gonna hurt them? But the competition, bro, it's like, damn, man.
I need somebody to get on here, man, that's been waiting to hear somebody talk about them guys that's medial. Man, I used to see a lot of people, man, racing on the 130th back in the day.
Yeah.
Maybe they go to Mexico and all them other places now, but I'm just saying, where them people at, man? They ain't all, you know, super killers.
Times have changed. Things have changed. You don't have the same people. These new guys, they don't have a fucking clue what's going on. They have to be taught by the older guys.
I'm gonna say something right there, Shaggy.
Okay.
That's why I want to say something, man. I think that, like, that be one of your biggest things, right? The biggest reasons on what killing for some of the younger guys, right? Because when you soon as you say that, then you make the younger guys, they become defensive. You see what I'm saying? Because now it goes outside of just race. Now I got to prove you wrong. In every way, in every area, because the first thing come out your mouth is what they don't know. But they can look at you, Marvin, and then they'll take everything you just said. You're not racing. You got a car. They don't see you at the track. They don't see your car at the track. They see you trying to book for that boy TikTok or whatever the case may be. They see you holler money. They see you. So when you turn around and you say, all that's killing racing, but this is what you're doing, and then you'll tell the young boys they don't know shit. They got to be talked about, how was that when they watching you and others do the same shit that you just said? They, you know, this is what's killing racing, and they don't know. I think if you take that part away, find your guy. You know, if you feel like the young boy don't know nothing, you know what I mean, teach them a different way besides, you know what I mean, trying to, you know, man, you don't know shit. Show them. Get your car together, show them. Let me finish, Marvin. Because your conversation can really deter a lot of motherfuckers from racing. The younger crowd is different from your crowd. Just like the older guys that came before you was different from you and Droop and so on. You see what I'm saying? That's just called evolution, bro. That's the game. That's the nature of the game. You know what I mean? You want these people to change the way they bet. That's like telling the basketball players in today's game to focus more on the mid-range and taking two-pointers. When they live and die by the three-point game and run and gun. That ain't the way you was brung up where the game was played inside out. You see what I'm saying? The game is different now, just like with racing. So just like they, you know what I mean, there's some things they got to understand. This for you and some of the older guys, it's some shit y'all got to understand too. And that's called growth and elevation. You can't put the race game in no motherfucking stranglehold and just make it be what you want it to be or reminiscent of what it was when you was once they age. That ain't how it goes.
I feel what you're saying, but I was brought up in the era before my generation because they taught me. So, like, when I came to the street with my first race car, I ain't give a fuck what you had in your car. I tried to run you. If I won, I won. If I lost, I lost. So I get where you're coming from, but I was brought up in a generation to where we didn't care what you had. If I thought I could beat you, I just had to try you. You know.
Tell me this. Who can you inspire to be just like that with that kind of attitude that you got? Who? No.
Well, let me tell you.
Bring a free.
Right now today, you probably can't inspire nobody because racing has gone to a whole nother level, and it's way beyond me. You know what I'm saying? I had a race car for the last 4 years and ain't been out yet racing nobody. So, yeah, I ain't going to inspire no goddamn body. But
get up there, nigga. Talking that shit, you ain't gonna bust a grape. Get your ass up there.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Hey, Mick.
Yeah. You've been talking shit for a long time.
Hey,
you ain't did shit.
Hey,
get your ass
hey,
up
Mick.
There.
You ain't never lied. Hey, Mick. Hey, boy, listen. You ain't never lied, man. Just when I think I'm gonna come to the show, shit, I got banned.
You got banned.
Yeah, I got banned. Other words, shit wasn't working out correctly, and, you know, I'm back to the drawing board. So, yeah, I got bad.
Well, stay your ass off that drawing board and get your ass up there.
Man, I'm trying, you know. You know,
that's what's wrong. I mean, it ain't even so much as what you're saying. It ain't problem. The guys, the newer guys that's racing or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's just like this. You know, everybody want to knock everybody down and talk this and talk that about what they doing. And as soon as somebody lose, you want to go all and talking crazy to them. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, a lot of people ain't made for that. You know, they don't
all
that, so they stay away from it. Me, I'm
That's
the type,
right.
hey, win, lose, or draw, I'm going. I don't give a fuck. You just got to whoop me. Or you just got to keep whooping me. Whatever it is, I'm going.
That's right.
You know,
that's where I came from. Right, but that's the what's the word called? That's the resilience in us. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
We got our ass whooped. We got back up there. We got our ass
damn
whooped.
Right.
We got back up. We didn't give
that's
a fuck. Who knows? What type of shit? We was resilient.
It ain't no different than growing up as a kid. If you got your ass whooped. You got your ass whooped today. You got your ass whooped today. Tomorrow, a whole new day. Get
That's
back
right.
up there.
All day. Yes, sir.
hey, Soul Brother, what's your name? What's your name? What's your name, Soul Brother?
This Vic.
No, I know you, Vic. No, the Soul Brother you talking to. What's his name?
Oh, you're talking about Marvin.
Marvin.
That's Marvin.
Marvin.
Yeah, that's Marvin.
Okay. Marvin.
Shake. All starts at the hospital. You need more heart transplants.
They need some motherfucking heart.
You need more heart transplants.
Ooh-wee.
They don't have the hearts like they got, like they used to have. The heart ain't there no more.
Man.
But you're right,
man, look.
Bush, back then, man, we was racing. We didn't give a fuck what you had. I mean, we was just going.
And you came up around a motherfucker that raced every other night of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter what was going on. If it was snowing.
Every other night,
yeah.
Vic.
Yeah.
Shit, it was. You mean every night?
Well, whatever night it was, they was trying to go. Fonzo.
Yes, sir.
Shit.
Wow,
I mean,
bro.
That damn Fonzo and them, Lil Mike and them, shit. Hey, I remember back in the day, it was, the police ran them off. They had pulled water down, and when they came back, the water that they poured down was froze.
They still trying to go, huh?
They still trying to go.
Yeah.
You know? But that's what I mean. You know, it's just a different breed now, you know? And it take heart. But then again, everything is more expensive now, you know? And then, you know,
that's true.
What
that's
people
true.
Want to run... What people want to run for nowadays, you can't be mad at them because of what they got in their cars. But at the same time, you trying to go, you going to go.
You get in where you fit in.
You ain't finna let no dollar amount stop you from going.
That's right.
Oh, well, let me ask you this.
How that dollar is.
Huh?
Let me ask you this.
Right. Well, hey, stay your ass
home. Let's look at it in a different light. Everybody... That race, they understand how much it costs. Them people over there in Mexico understand how much it costs, man. Them people is racing, man. I'm telling you. Them people is getting down. Matter of fact, they probably, when it's nice outside, man, probably every day of the week. Man, they got it looking just like on TV, man, prepping the street and doing this and doing that. And I'm saying, man, how come some of them guys...
Well,
they used to be around us. Like, I remember 2 years ago, Akil was on here, and
Let me tell you. Let me stop you. Us older guys, We don't race on the street like we used to. Depending on the car, will we pull it? We might try. But for the most part, I mean, you know, we got a lot to live for. So we don't do the things we used to do. You know what I'm saying? So we'd rather go to the track and run a motherfucker and, you know, we don't want to risk our livelihood, our familyhood, our going to jail type shit. We don't want to risk none of that. You know, at this
plus these cars are these cars. Some a lot of these cars are a lot faster now than they used
and
to be back
too.
Then.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Know, you got all kind of got all kind of things you got to look at, but it's just hey, the main thing is a motherfucker got to be ready to go. If you ain't got no heart pressure, you oil pressure don't mean shit if you ain't got no heart pressure.
That's right.
That's all one of my motherfuckers tell me.
But once you think they got some heart pressure if they doing all that racing on the street, so that would lead you to believe that they got heart. It's something about the crowd of people and what's going on at the track that's not appealing to them.
That's
what I'm saying? Because if they racing all the time on the street, if they racing, there's plenty of racing going on the street, plenty of gambling, and then here it is that people go to the track, so and they don't come. So that would lead one to believe that it ain't their heart. It's just whatever. Yeah. Right? It'd be the atmosphere at the track, the people,
you right,
or whatever. It's something at the track that's not appealing to them that make them not want to fuck with that crowd of people.
That's what I
was trying to tell Marvin. The conversation, the way you talk to them, the way you try to handle them, the way you want to degrade them and tell them how they dumb and don't know shit. But then as soon as they say that to you and say, well, Marvin, your car, you've been had that Malibu for the last, 4 or 5 years, and you ain't did shit. Oh, motherfucker, and this and the third, then you're going to say that disrespectful, and it's going to turn into something else. That's what I mean when I say people should curb their attitude and their words. You see what I'm saying? And handle them people, because I'm still grown men. Right? You call it college kids or whatever. Those are all grown men, big.
Yes,
so until you start to get them the respect that they deserve, you understand what I'm saying? To treat them accordingly, because they racist just as much or more as the people at the track. Then shit, it ain't going to never be appealing to them, and they ain't going to never want to mix and mingle with the motherfuckers at the track.
Let me tell you this. You took it a little overboard, because I never, ever, like, disrespected them or, you know, put them in a certain category to downgrade them.
I'm using
saying,
you as an example from what you said. This is not a direct attack on Marvin, but I am as an example
because of what you just said.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm feeling your example, but I'm not. These guys that race now, they, to me, like we did back in the day, they don't have a sense of what I call life. Because once you get older, you experience things, you go through things.
Your life changes once you get older.
There you go. There you go. So,
you
know, they're more prone to race on the street than we are because we done been there. We know the destruction that it can cause.
See,
but they
we know the value
know
of life.
They haven't experienced it.
Just tell them like this. We know the value of life. Anything can happen. Plus, on top of that,
that's right.
Everybody is videoing.
That's
you
right.
You lose everything. Cause everything is on video.
Everything. You can. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not only that, but now I'm going to go with what you guys said. Everybody has lost respect for each other. So when you lose respect, the person
that's the biggest problem. Right. That's the biggest problem. There's no respect.
Disrespectful.
That's true.
Y'all talking about tonight, man. What happened, radio, man? I just
What are y'all talking about?
I want to talk about getting people, both people to race, man. That's what I want to talk about, man.
But the biggest thing, I leave that alone, and I'm not going into that because I'm on vacation until season starts. But the first thing you got to do is you got to talk to racers. You only got damn near a couple of racers that's on the phone talking. This motherfucker Marvin, this motherfucker ain't racing damn near 15 years. So how the fuck can he have any input on what the fuck is going on now? This man talking yesteryear, man. That's why come I'm on vacation, man. Because, see, this is called the brand new.
Together, nigga.
Why not? My car's okay, then. Well, you know,
no, your
I'm
car
not
ain't
see,
ready, motherfucker.
See,
your car
okay,
ain't
that's
ready.
What your mouth said. That's what your mouth said.
Tell.
But see,
I can't tell.
See, but this, why not? It's damn near 30 degrees outside. It's 30 degrees outside, man. Okay, but see, but this is the thing. This is the thing that we going to
do.
This is the new edition. This is the new edition of the new school winner nationals. We remember the winner nationals. Hey, Shaky, Big Shannon,
Mr. T,
Shorty. A lot of y'all remember the Winter Nationals was something that is cold outside and it's dry outside, and we used to race in the winter. That's
okay. Yeah. We don't have them kind of a car anymore.
That this new school Winter Nationals is doing the shit this motherfucker Marvin talking about. What should have wanted to do? I ain't got no time. A lot faster now. Still, you wish racing, man. You wish racing.
You wishing you was racing. No, you
so
wish
right now,
you
man.
Going out of town racing because you stuck in Chicago when motherfuckers
still
racing in the South.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay,
I am very much stuck in Chicago.
Stay up north with that conversation.
Now, because of the simple fact, you're not racing, period, Marvin, and I'm not turning this into
listen,
me and
you.
Well,
I
don't want to go into
Dale,
that. I'm not going
Dale,
into me and you.
What,
I'm just saying, if you was, man,
no,
okay,
you
and you know that ain't going to happen.
Week,
that's wish racing. That's wish racing, man.
It is not
because if you know that ain't going to happen, because you know I'm not going to Florida.
Okay,
you know
so
I'm not going in. So, okay, man, hold it.
Lock your ass in.
Now, there goes somebody that's going to Florida. Now, that's somebody that's going to Florida.
Lock your ass in, nigga.
Hey,
I wasn't going,
on.
But lock your ass in, nigga.
What you got?
Toe tagger, nigga. You know what I got.
Man, lock the fuck in for Florida, boy. Lock the fuck in for Florida.
Anyway, go
next
back, Terry.
Week,
go ahead and finish talking, nigga.
Oh,
I ain't going
to
no damn Florida.
I don't want to hear that, man. That's what I'm saying. In order to get some racing, in order to get racing going back to order, you got to talk to really racing. And I'm not singling Marvin out, but Marvin fits the criteria. He haven't raced to win, Marvin.
Terrio, this is what I'm going to tell you. You know, when you hit that clown button, you get clown, stupid pride. You hitting them stupid pride button. You got to understand, you can count every year who's going to race and who's not going to race.
There you go.
You might get some strays. You might get a few strays.
Damn, strays. God damn. That's cold-blooded. Okay, I should go along with that.
Hey, preacher boy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you used to be on 130 and you used to bring all your guys with the slower cars? Where they at?
I never heard with nobody to bring no slow cars. I was always by myself unless
Bro. What happened to that guy that had that yellow El Camino? I didn't say slow, like slow. I mean slower than these real all-out race cars. What happened to them kind of guys, man?
Who had a yellow El Camino? Chicken? You talking about Chicken?
Yeah, Chicken. Where Chicken?
But see, you got to realize, though, Shaky, what you're not going at is the dude Marvin had put a good thing about it. As we then got older, racing on the streets is no longer. Really.
Right, we got too much to lose.
For the new generation, they going through it. As far as going to the track and trying to do this here, if motherfuckers will get away from the racing just at events, it don't got to be events just to go race, man. And then once the event comes, it turn in to a pumpkin, man. At first it has so much promising on these shows. I'm going
to
lock you in.
Racing on the street is like sticking up a motherfucking bank, man. You got to be careful. Because you get caught, you up.
Bro,
take
I got caught twice.
Car,
that's why I'm there. And I got caught back in the day two times. I know what it cost me. So I'm saying, damn, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, but these people, they doing
is,
some good racing.
We got businesses. We got families. We got a lot of different shit we didn't have when we was young. We didn't have good sense when we was young. We would race, go up and down the street, we'd run from the police and all that shit now. Now we'll throw our hands up. We too old to run.
But you know what, though? It's not even that much of that, Preacher Boy. Laws has been changed now, man. We just found out driving is a motherfucking privilege. It ain't a motherfucking accessory.
Right.
Take away your motherfucking life. Hey, and then they didn't get this strict-ass way now to where, man, it used to be going to court. Now, man, you got to wait to go to court if they decide not to give you a bond. And then after
like
that,
these
there, you
motherfuckers
go to
all this spinning around, drifting and shit. They call that drag racing. So now we involved with the bullshit that ain't got nothing to do with us. Fact. Mm. Absolutely. Yeah.
But you go back to where is that now? The track is more better because if you ain't got to worry about all the bullshit, it's just don't nobody want to let the brake go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to let the fuel, man.
Right. The same. I mean, we talk. I said something. I was talking to somebody earlier. You already know who's going to race that year in and year out. It's the same people.
The same
motherfuckers race.
Oh, not necessarily.
The same motherfuckers race.
Not necessarily, man. Everybody got
man.
Their on and off days to where you can't get your shit
motherfucker,
together.
Well, you got more off days than you got on, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
You ain't lying, but I'll tell your ass
fuck
something.
Fuck you talking about. Yeah, that's what you.
Tell your ass
yeah, you know,
boy.
You saying that not because you know I'm done for the year. Where was you at all? Where was you at all summer, right? TikTok nuts, motherfucker. That's where you
was
at. Okay, well, get right. Okay, well, you now it's the wintertime, and now you right all of a sudden. Man, get the fuck out of here.
I never said I was right.
You still ain't right, motherfucker.
You up, though, with that bullshit you got.
Yeah, well, you didn't show up all year, motherfucker. Now what?
What you mean?
Now you want a motherfucker. Now you want a motherfucker to drive 20 hours. Now you want a motherfucker
to show up all year.
All year did. Yes, yes.
When?
From the start to the finish. Motherfucker, I've been at I've been to the track more times than you can think of. And race, motherfucker.
What the fuck you talking about? But the toe tagger, what did he do? He got some victories up on his belt.
I got my ass blowed out every time I got up there.
Oh, okay,
okay.
But I raced, motherfucker.
I know you will, but you couldn't get off the starting line.
Okay, whatever. But I was there racing, motherfucker.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, Marvin? And I appreciate you, bro, but I'm just trying to, man, let's do something else, man. Let's come up to some kind of, I understand how it used to
hey,
be.
Hey, Shaky, it's got to be, this the thing, it's got to be more motherfuckers doing what I'm doing and what a few other people doing is getting up there, whether you lose or win. You got to get up there.
Yeah.
Now,
you ain't getting up
true.
There. If you ain't getting up there, there's no way for nothing to happen.
That's right.
You, you keep on talking about you fucking Texas. The fuck
the
out of here.
Y'all arguing with a man that don't even come up
man.
To
so, right. Fuck Marvin. That's my guy, but fuck Marvin.
Hey,
Marvin
on,
ain't
bitch.
Shit.
Like
I've been racing.
Dog.
Hey,
don't
listen
like
to
that.
Me. Listen to me, man. I've been racing Marvin ass for the last 25 years. Fuck Marvin.
But you ghost racing. You been ghost racing.
Oh, okay.
No,
hey,
I ran
on,
Marvin.
Bitch, like
no,
this,
I ran
don't
Marvin
like
back
this.
In the day. Him and Cleve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we
okay.
ran them back in the day a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Marvin.
Yeah,
Marvin ain't doing shit.
Listen, I ran them back in the day, too. But that's, you said the key words. Back in the day.
Back
we
in the day. You goddamn right. We still racing. He's still talking. You know, you
hey,
ain't talking.
Hey, you know
what? Yeah.
You know what, Vic?
Yeah.
I'm going to come
what's
up there personally to fuck toe tag up.
Yeah, I like that,
you know
motherfucker. Just make sure you do. Make
yeah,
sure I know about it. Make sure I know about it. make sure I know about
it. You got to drive. You don't know about
it. I ain't
got
to drive. I got a son. I'll put my son in the car.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck about you.
Well, get him fucked up. That's the double up. See, I like that.
Yeah.
Fuck your son up and then fuck you up. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, Get your ass up there. You got to get in the ring, motherfucker. Get your car. Hey. Whatever you follow, with TikTok now, you need them to they need to put some of that into you.
Hey, Vic.
No,
Vic, hold on one minute.
No, I got
my
own program.
That's another problem with
graduation.
That's another problem right there. Did you hear the shit the man said before they even got together about racism? It's always a fucking stip. And that's what fuck racism up. You didn't have a racism.
I don't need no stip. I don't give a fuck.
You just said you driving. You said you driving. You driving. That's a stip.
No. I told him I get to fuck his son up, then I get to fuck him up.
Right. I don't give a fuck. It's just like anything. It's just like all these motherfuckers talking about picking drivers. I don't give a fuck who drives
exactly.
Nobody car.
There
get
you
your
go.
Ass
there you
up
go.
There.
You're goddamn right.
Just like,
right.
Hey. Get Tidy Bowl ass on this motherfucking phone.
Oh,
Mr.
Right.
Motherfucking, Mr. Motherfucking Facebook gangster.
All that crawling shit.
Mr. Motherfucking Facebook gangster running around here with the We Foundation. Now all of a sudden, he on everybody motherfucking team with Ryan them and all that. Motherfucker, you ain't been. Man, that motherfucker, man, that motherfucker can't do shit. But talk about what a motherfucker doing, and he ain't doing a motherfucking thing. Got four goddamn race cars and ain't doing a motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
I'm reading on some petition when he go to race.
Man. Talking about we. All these motherfuckers talking about we.
Niggas shoulders up a crime.
That's another problem with the drag racing.
Mm-hmm.
All these motherfuckers joining, becoming comrades and all that shit. Man, motherfuck that. If you ain't big time, your ass can get whooped.
Yeah.
Wow,
right,
bro.
Well, that eliminated a lot of racing whenever they all start kumbaya. When everybody starts kumbaya,
hey, preacher, it ain't kumbaya, and it's we. This is the We Foundation. Every motherfucker want to join the We Foundation. We'll do this. We'll do that. Man, motherfuck that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
They took a lot of dick. I can't beat you by sucking the dick to be your friend.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I get you fucked up.
Right.
Now, I'm gonna be honest. I know y'all gonna go back and tell him. There's only one motherfucker that's the head of that team. His name is Mr. B. I get you fucked up. He the leader.
Get up off my dog now.
Hey, he got a recruiting thing. He got applications. I get you fucked up.
Get up off my dog. I ain't gonna let you do that to him, man.
Hey, it's the truth. God damn it. Motherfuckers always talk. You ain't never seen. That's one thing I can say about my crew. We don't go outside our crew to get nobody for nobody. If we ain't got nothing in our crew for you, we just gonna stand down. Fuck it.
But listen, though, every time I get one of my crew members, they mad. So I'm sucking the white man dick. I can't help it. My crew is white.
Oh, man. Hey, you got the white man motor. Shit. That's why you're sucking his dick. You
got
the
white
man
motor. I ain't never seen a nigga build a good motor.
You better know it.
That ain't true either. I don't give a fuck.
I haven't seen it. Wait, Vic.
So you telling me you do, or you know a black man that do all the machine work, all the, dimensions of the motor, everything it takes to put a motor together. Not saying it ain't possible.
Anybody with good education can do it.
Yes, absolutely. But how many niggas we know doing it?
It ain't a whole lot, but regardless.
True.
Get your ass up there, man.
Hey, listen.
It don't matter.
Point.
We all
you
spend
right.
your money
right.
or whatever, wherever you want
That's
to spend
right.
your money,
you
but get your
correct.
Ass
you
up
are
there.
Correct. Yeah, I agree.
Evidently, you ain't spending your money in the right place because you ain't fucking getting up there.
Well, nigga, all you got to do is lock me the fuck in for Florida. I'll meet you there,
man,
nigga.
I'm not going to no motherfucking Florida,
okay.
nigga. What the fuck I look like
so
driving 20 hours? What the fuck I look
hey.
Like Bobby Cole race?
When is that?
What?
April 25th.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's too far away. Shit.
Yeah, well, when it get closer, lock me in, motherfucker. That's what you do.
I promise
third
you.
Third weekend of April. Third weekend of April.
Mm-hmm. That's what
third
you do. Lock me in.
Weekend of April.
When it get closer, then
you
lock
you
me
got
in.
Enough
and
time.
Then,
hey, boy, you got
hey,
enough time
then,
to make that motherfucker a chassis car. Shit.
It won't be. It won't
April.
Be.
Hey, Marvin, are you
hey,
coming to
just
Big
like
Sam
I...
race?
Whoa, say it again.
Are you coming to Big Sam race?
You said
if
Big
he coming,
Sam?
He coming to spectate.
Yeah, are you coming to Big Sam's race?
Hey, Nick, stop it, man. I'm going to give you a death call. Big Sam race is quicker. That's in April or June or something, right?
Yeah, it's in June.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a possibility I come up here. I mean, you know, it's
a see, here we go with that possibility
hey.
Shit.
No!
You've been,
hey, okay,
you been testing. You've been testing. You've been on the dyno. You've been all
yeah,
over
yeah,
the motherfucking
yeah.
world doing all this
oh,
shit, and you
yeah.
still ain't fucking ready. When is you going to be ready?
Nigga,
and don't say shit about
ready.
Florida.
I'm going to be ready when you ready now.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to be ready when you ready, nigga.
Okay, well.
How about that?
Ooh.
Hey, Shaky, you said about the Winter Nationals and all that. This is what brings out bullshit. I've been ready
yeah,
all motherfucking year.
Not with toe tags. You ain't did shit
you
with toe
you a motherfucking
tags.
Lie. I ran.
You
I went to Michigan. Off? I paid, yeah, look, my transfer, bro. What else I'm going to do? I ain't
oh,
dope. I ain't stupid. Okay, and then I got back up there and ran. And by
who
random
ran
and Byron, he beat me. I ran Jeremiah.
Who
he beat
who
me.
Ran?
Jeremiah.
Oh, yeah.
He beat me. He beat me. I blew the tires off. Then I turned around and ran him back at 41. I'm still trying to go.
And what happened then?
Motherfucker.
What happened then?
I blew the,
hey,
I blew
didn't
the tires
you see him?
Again.
Didn't you see
him? Sat there with the Bible in his hand saying, please, Lord, don't let him sell his car. I got to get my leg back.
Man,
yeah,
you
yeah.
tell him,
priest. I seen that. Okay, then.
Hey, matter of fact,
yeah,
I'm going to
yeah,
tell you
that.
Something, Marvin. This is real shit. Who you know lose
yeah.
to a motherfucker and turn around and give them the back tie?
The back tie, absolutely. That's right.
So who ain't
that's
trying
right,
to
Marvin.
Go? Motherfucker,
no,
I'm trying to fucking
hey,
race.
Vic. Hey, Vic, I know
yeah.
you're trying to race, Vic. I know you.
Shoot.
I've been knowing you a long time. Been knowing of you
that's
a long
right.
time as well.
Shoot. This shit ain't. Be, I don't race because I
we,
got some
we,
money or I'm trying
ready.
To.
Hey, this shit is
hey.
In our blood.
You damn right. I race because I love this shit. This is what I love to
no,
do.
Hey, listen. This shit is really truly in Vic's blood because he ain't lying. He ain't lying.
Hey, Vic, I know it's in Vic's blood as well as it's in mine. Me and Vic have been through some serious shit, and we ain't left that driver's seat yet.
Hell no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And well, when I wasn't driving, my car
knowing,
was still
been,
there.
Yeah, I've been
that's
knowing
right.
Vic longer than I knew Preacher Boy, but, yeah, that goddamn Vic, he gets down. I can't take that away from him.
Hey, I love this shit. This is what I love
hey.
To do.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all this. Me and Vic used to talk
mm-hmm.
shit to each other like mad Russians. But you know the respect we got for each other. Me and Vic both had lockup, and goddamn it, so the motherfucker didn't come through. What was our word, Vic? Don't worry about it, wasn't it?
You're damn right. We don't, when
we
that time comes, we don't.
Oh,
I ain't
we said we
want
to race each other. We didn't
you
want
to. You're damn right.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
free
yeah,
money,
yeah,
that shit ain't
like,
nothing to me.
Yeah, that sounds like one scatter the other. That's all that is.
Oh, that's what
no.
it is. Oh, well, that means you scared of both of us then.
Listen, he
could have
paid me a lot of
money.
I told him I didn't want it. We want to race together. We got a whole, you know, a different thing going on.
Yeah, damn right. I want to race.
That's right.
Hey, listen, you are 100% correct, Vic. If I lock you in at the track,
he's
just too old
for me now. Hey, look,
hold on, Prince, hold on. If I lock Vic in for 2 o'clock at the track and he make it there at 2:30, and he said, Marvin, I'm a little late, I'm still going to run you. Fuck the lockup money. I'm going to run you for whatever we run it for. And that's what type of nigga Vic is.
312-27,
yeah, that's what type of nigga Vic is.
You goddamn right.
Yeah, he don't want
hot. At Byron, Jeremiah was having problems with his car.
Somewhere.
And I could have just took the lockup money. I don't want no fucking lockup money.
That's right.
I want a race.
That's right.
Fuck that.
That's right.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't want no lockup money. That don't mean shit to me. Lockup don't mean shit.
That's right.
Whooping a motherfucker ass is what means something to me.
That's right. And that's why you will always go down in history as a motherfucking drag racer opposed to a non-racer.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate
that.
I appreciate that.
That.
Get your hurry up and get your shit out.
Hey, listen. I'm together, Vic. We just got to meet up.
Okay.
That's all.
Well,
hey, Vic.
Well, ain't nothing to talk about right now, but.
Vic, you got any buttons?
No.
I got any what?
That's all you doing right now with Marvin is blowing hot air.
Sorry, dude. Hey, we got to have something to do. It's wintertime.
That's right. This one's a national. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear Terry O? Terry O got on and say, shit, he on vacation from drag racing.
I ain't mad at him.
He came up to name.
Hey, who was that with
hey,
that
Vic,
music? He didn't go upstairs yet, did
he? Hey,
well,
Vic,
you know
huh?
I need some more ice. Hey, what up, big brother?
So you got everything
hey,
together you need now? Huh? What's happening?
Hey,
oh,
you
Big
know
Eddie, what's happening?
Really
I'm on
the
show.
Everybody waiting for the party now. Hey, everybody waiting for the race
party.
You
got your hand up.
Hey, y'all can hear me on the show, man?
Yeah.
Somebody playing some old dumbass music,
man. They playing music and shit. Somebody hit must open my mic, man. I didn't open my mic. That's why I was talking like
no,
that.
No, you good. You good, Big
okay.
Eddie. We can hear you.
Yeah, all right.
Hey,
that's
this
cool.
This you 1227?
Yes, sir. I just, hey. I was on the other line. I just came back, so I didn't know my mic was even open.
There go another non-racist motherfucker right there.
Oh, man, get up off Big Eddie, man. Get up off Big Eddie, man.
Don't worry about Big Man. He's going to be calling
like
this year.
I see it, motherfucker. That's right. Going another non-racing motherfucker.
It ain't
going to
last.
Hey,
we
Eddie,
got some more here, though, right?
Hey, Big Eddie, I'm going to take care of Vic for you, man. I'm going to take care of Vic for you. Don't even worry about
it. I so appreciate it, man.
Hey,
lock that nigga in. He talking that shit. He talking that shit to my toe tagger, man.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Huh?
Hey, Big Eddie. The only difference between him and Martin Luther King is his name Marvin.
Hey, man, Marvin clocked off, boy. Hey, boy, Marvin clocked off.
Tell him again.
Yes,
hey, tell him
yes, sir. We're going to get that ass in you, boy.
Y'all know y'all had the vote on the races this year. We didn't have that many races. All of us is about even on drag races. For the goddamn it, awards. Everybody got about the same amount of races for the whole year.
Wow, that's all right.
Yeah, wasn't
Eddie,
really
how,
a whole lot of races.
How can we get these young people, Eddie?
How can we get these young
man,
people,
Chicky,
Eddie?
Man, you beating a dead horse, man.
They just
gonna
have
don't
to
race or they ain't.
Yeah,
point.
They just got to feel it, man. They just got to feel it.
Hey, Chicky,
yeah,
I wish you
people racing,
this.
Man.
You can't get a young motherfucker to get a job. You worried about a young motherfucker racing. Fuck.
Yeah, because
hey,
I think
you
just
got
to make it appealing to him, Shaky. That's
yeah, you ain't
I
lying,
say. Like
man.
I say the game done, the game done changed. The racing has evolved. And like I said, I've been sitting there listening to some of these dudes, Marvin, Vic, what's the name? I mean, the it's just different. And until everybody accepts that, and you know what I'm saying? It's just gonna stay separated. This shit, it ain't how it was when they was them boys' age. This shit done changed. The cars done changed. The talk done changed. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of shit that's just different. But like I said, they can't challenge them young guys' heart because they go out there on the street and race all day, all night long, bet good, do whatever. You understand what I'm saying? So there ain't no more arguing on the street than it is at the track. So like I keep saying, it's something about what they doing, the way that they carrying themselves and conducting the business at the track. It just ain't feeling to them, and they don't see
Can I tell you what it is? I'm going to tell y'all what it is.
I watched Ken leave 41 one day to go to the damn street. So what that tell you?
Well, I'm going to tell you, you can get a young person, you can tell a young person don't break the law. She's going to be the first one to break the law. Us old motherfuckers ain't breaking no law. So these young motherfuckers don't give a fuck about the law. Well, they gonna do whatever you say.
I don't know what nobody young or old doing as far as the law, but I do know this. You understand what I'm saying? It's something about it, like I said. This ain't got nothing to do with breaking the law or not.
Yeah, you're right about that. But then too, you got it's a difference between the caliber of cars as well. You know, you talking about some cars that's, you know, they racing, but they not racing. Like say the caliber of cars that we racing, that you're not finna just be taking. I'm not finna be taking toe tag all over the streets to race. You know, I'm just not.
No, but like your car, like toe tagger right now. Your other car is definitely out the class. It ain't but two or three people. Here you can race with that damn car. What you call it, the mystery? You ain't got, but, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got but two or three people. Now the toe tagger car, man, it's a lot of them cars that be on the street, Vic, that you can run with that car. They look
different. Oh, for sure. Right, but
that's what I mean. So what do you do to get them? You know what I mean, to come to the track? Because it ain't that I don't believe they just they unwilling to race
with
the track.
Yeah, bro.
Like I said. So what is it to get the younger guys, you know what I mean, to come to the track?
Right,
like
I mean, that's a question we just don't have an answer for.
Because
all I was going to say, if any of y'all feel like y'all want a street race, we can street race at the track. We can go off an arm drop. Put both our back tires in the beam. Two cars move. It's a race. Any motherfuckers that want to do that, I'm with that. I'm going back on mute.
Let me ask you a question before you go back on mute. How come you can't get some of your friends to come over to the track?
It's not about them coming to the track. If they all do come to the track. They just pick what they come to the track, when they want to come to the track. A lot of them support Big Sam's event to the pool. A lot of them, I would say, shit, 85% of them, 90% of them that's on the street support Big Sam because Big Sam is actually engaged and involved in both sides, whether it's the street. I bust his balls, but... I mean, I got to call right, and wrong. Big Sam is involved in the street and the track. So those guys come to the track. I don't know who else we're looking for to come to the track because everybody is there. You know,
that's the whole thing. It don't matter about who coming to the track. The motherfuckers that's at the track ain't racist. So what difference do it make?
Yeah,
what difference does it make?
If you look, how many movies did you post, Jeremiah, this year? How many movies did you post?
What you mean, movies?
Drag Race.
How many
videos? Like 50.
Shit, I don't know. I don't really understand the question.
The question is, every time you post it, them people get down versus the people at the track. Ain't nobody at the track unless it's an event. But, man, y'all racing every day, day and night.
But that's what I just said. There's people be at the track, and they still don't race. So what,
you know.
So I mean, you can't make nobody. You can't make nobody do nothing. It don't matter if they're not going. If they're not going, it's just a point. Mugs are not racing like they used to race. So how to get them involved or whatever?
Okay, they're not. They're
nobody knows the answer to that.
Hey, Vic, I'll take the answer for that. And it's just the reality of it. These radio shows, backline shows, and all the rest of that has literally fucked up drag racing, single-handedly fucked up drag racing. And it was a matter of time before it was going to happen. It was good in the beginning because it was causing racing to happen because you had guys jump on the phone and say, hey, I'm going to beat your ass, nigga. And the motherfucker say, well, nigga, it ain't shit. Beat my ass tonight. And they'll get on the street and do it. Now, a lot of those soldiers are long gone. And when I say long gone, they've either passed on, they've got passed by, or they don't want to be looked at. So when you get a guy that had money 20 years ago and he ain't got money no more, okay, time has passed him by. He doesn't want to talk about racing no more because he's not who he was. So he'd rather live in his glory days. Then you got the individuals that still have a car, and they say, hey, man, I can't compete with where these guys are because I'm not going to spend the money where these guys are spending the money at. So I'd rather leave my car in the garage. So these talk shows and people getting on and telling them how bad they got fucked up and ganging up on people and shit like that, once you get a good ass-whooping, you don't want that ass-whooping no more. And the ass whooping that they lost wasn't the ass whooping that hurt. It was the one when they heard these backlines going on that hurt more than anything, hurt their pride as a man. So when you talk about these shows and shit like this, it's damn near like a reality TV show or high school all over again. For some of these guys, is they reliving high school all over again. And
I got
don't
a question
like
for you,
Jeremiah.
Like
yourself.
Now,
hey,
could I
say this?
With a lot of the...
Go ahead, mister. I'll wait. All right, well, let me go on. That's a short. I disagree with that because the simple fact is, why stop going to the track? Just don't listen to the show. Yeah, fuck it. I mean, you won't hear it.
And that's hard. That's easier said than done because the fact of the matter is, it's like anything else. When a motherfucker, a regular motherfucker hears shot fired, you don't always kind of like drop to the ground. You kind of be looking to see where the shots are coming from. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but Jeremiah, when you get an ass whooping, you should want to get your lick back.
Hold on. Let me finish this analogy. So some guys, it's like, damn, man, I like hearing the drama. I like hearing the motherfuckers arguing, all of that kind of shit, but they don't understand that it's causing an effect eventually that it's kind of like the presidency, man. You don't even feel the damage of a president to 4 years after they got out of office. And you feel the damage of that past president 4 years later. It's the same thing in drag racing. So you don't feel the damage of some of these conversations to a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later. And that's all that's happening right now. That's all that's happening right now.
Well, Jeremiah,
so,
a real drag racer, he's going to take an ass whooping and, goddamn it, get one and want to get his lick back.
Yeah, because they understand.
But the only thing I don't like about a lot of the drag racers, they get stuck on one person. Fred, you can run more than one person. Try. You'll never know if you can win or lose if you don't try. No, you don't come in the ring as a one-hit wonder. You win one race, never give a person a chance to get back or none of that. You're not a drag race. You're a meddler.
A meddler.
Yeah, you're
well,
a
meddler. I'm glad you didn't sell your car, Jeremiah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you one more thing.
We got
y'all talking about.
Jeremiah, is that why we feel the damage of Trump now, Jeremiah? You said you don't feel city out of office for you.
Say it again.
Trump damage right now. You said
nah,
you
right now we feel the damage of that homosexual Barack Hussein Obama.
We're feeling the damage of that homosexual Barack Hussein Obama right now. That's what we're feeling right now.
That we don't feel the damage until you're out of office 4 years later. But Barack Brown out of over 4 years.
Yeah, but
over
we still
four.
Feel
so
we get it. We feel the damage. Because of the individual who made sure to push homosexuality, genderism, and all of the rest of that shit. We still feel the damage.
I didn't know we talked to you. I asked you that was me.
If we feel the damage after 4 years, we're going to be feeling Trump damage. But in reality, Vic said it best. Racism is just not the same. Because if we tell the truth, racism was separated from when I was young in the streets. The kids didn't race with the adults. Preacher Boy was probably one of the very few that actually raced with the grown people. Most of us stood on the side and watched them. The kids today, it's a different era. It's a different car, different setup.
It's
taking its toll on the game. Totally different thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what you might as well accept. It is what it is. Racing is not what it used to be.
You're right. And that's another thing. A lot of things a lot of people don't pay attention to as far as, like, these, like, Facebook, the Internet, stuff like that. Okay, it's just like this. I'm not, you know, you can have some of these cars that look like everyday daily driver cars. That's right. You know, you can't judge a car off of how it look no more. So when you say you got to look like me, that don't mean shit no more. Because I'm going to tell you something that nobody paid attention to. At I think that was Vaughn's race. Yeah, it was Vaughn's race. You know, everybody looked at that little red car as a damn fool for getting in the race in that shootout.
Yes, I did.
But didn't nobody know that that fucking car can ride?
Yeah, that motherfucker drove it home, too.
That motherfucker just posted some shit, and I don't like the fact that he posted the shit, but that motherfucking car can run 8-0s, and nobody fucking know that.
Hey, man, y'all heard what he said. I'm at the Grove. I watched a motherfucker drive a Super to the track with my own two eyes. 770.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when people, you can't, you know, and that's what it is. You know, you look at these cars and look at a car, technology has taken over. You know, you can't look at a car and say because he got, I mean, I still got a full chassis big tire car. And I don't want no smoke from none of these small tire motherfuckers. That's
no,
why
Vic,
that motherfucker's still in the motherfucking garage.
But you know what, though, Vic? There again, we'll say technology is technology. Technology has been technology all our lives.
That's
it
right.
Just keep advancing.
Right.
It don't stop. It just constantly advancing.
Right. Exactly. 100. A motherfucker's scared to say, this is the thing. Back in the day, if I felt you had too much for me, make the race right. But now if you say make the race right, a motherfucker's saying that you soft because you asking for
right.
something.
They got a couple things in racing that they got. Well, I know it wasn't here in Chicago. It wasn't in the north, I put that, without just Chicago. When I was racing, it wasn't in the north. Some of the things that they say. Like, if I beat you, then I get to choose who we race again. And that's the biggest piece of garbage ever been thought of. You got to come. You know, it's just certain things in racing. They're just downright stupid. Stupid is
right.
Stupid does. So I mean, it's not that they don't like when I speak because they say I'm too blunt, I'm too hard, he want to fight. I don't know an old man that want to do it, but we said it. But people just don't want to hear the truth. And the truth of the matter is that it's a lot of stupid BS SMF in drag racing today that's stopping racing.
Sure.
Not only that, man. They kill me with
I'm gonna show you
something
else that kill racing.
You bought a 10-5 tie, don't mean I have to buy a 10-inch tie. I bought what fits me and what I wanted on my car.
But see, that's where grudge racing, that's why I've always said grudge racing has turned into a glorified class race.
That was the first mistake of race racing.
You are exactly right, because grudge racing means that I don't give a fuck what you got. I got a grudge against you, and I want some.
Right.
I want some.
It don't mean that you got to have, I got to have a 28-10-5 or you got a small block, I got a big block, or this and
that's
that.
Right.
And, no, if you don't think you can win, then, or whatever. It is what it is.
So now,
that's it.
Hey, 732-6380
or rules and
what's going on, bro?
Look like me.
Hey, right. About what my
time but I gotta look so like you.
I'm trying to talk with you, but man, I can't figure out a time to get in.
You hear that? Come on, win.
Oh yeah, no, I got a one of my worst things that happens when it comes to racing is I've spent $2,300 on glass in the past 2.5 months. Anybody ever did that?
Okay.
Back glass,
like a left hand.
No, I'm an 86 El Camino.
Okay.
Bored out, 350 bored out to 383. And every time I race, if I go too hard, I shatter black glass.
Wow.
Cut the body.
You know it's curved glass.
Mm-hmm.
It's curved glass.
Yeah, the body twisting. You got to get that tightened up. You got to get tied up better.
Right. That's all it is, the body twist. All it takes is, you got to understand.
There's nothing you can do for that glass. That glass is twisted already.
It don't matter.
Yeah, you can get that car stiffened where it don't twist.
Right. All it takes is a little twist is going to shatter it.
Yep. You
got to
go see the chassis,
I mean,
man. Go see your good chassis, man. He'll tie it up for you.
I'm gonna show you some crazy shit, young man.
I got a great drivetrain, everything's good.
You can take a bat and hit a windshield, it might not break, but drop a screw or something on it, that bitch gonna shatter.
Take a piece of spark plug.
You know the back glass on an El Camino is curved glass.
I understand what you're saying.
Back glass alone is $500.
What's going on?
Okay, well then don't put no glass in no more. Go call what's the people, armor glass.
Safe light repair, pro glass or armor.
Yep. You won't have that problem.
Oh, they could do something with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna worry about that bitch breaking, but you're gonna pay.
That time a bitch shatters every time I take off. It's scary.
You got something else going on too.
I poured it out to a 383, so the engine's scary, the drivetrain's scary. I put a 4L83.
I'm sorry, y'all don't even know what somebody playing with y'all.
This motherfucker talking crazy. That's
why
I said.
Y'all don't even know what somebody playing with y'all, man.
How so?
Okay. Anyway, man, get back.
Goddamn, Jeremiah, you the only one talking, huh?
Man, come on, man. I'm sitting up here like, why they gonna keep entertaining them because you sound like you white. So they keep entertaining him, man. You know,
I am
right. Well, man, as soon as the man opened his mouth, I said, bro, watch this. These niggas go crazy.
I said the same thing, Jeremiah. I said the same goddamn thing. Who asked you about what you bought your engine out to? Nobody give a shit.
I was just trying to be respectful.
Hey, when the man opened his mouth, I said, here we go.
Right.
White boys can crack, bro. White boys can crack. Just so you know, we're back. We're coming back. We're coming back. We had a little bit of a thing. We're coming back. Maybe this is a resurgence.
Hey,
white boys
is
getting tough again. Remember UFC, man. You guys didn't pay attention to UFC for too long. You were too busy paying attention to the NFL, watching these motherfuckers don't know how to fucking fight. Now the white boys is coming back, so be careful.
Hey, he's from Michigan, man.
I wouldn't give a fuck where you from.
Yeah,
but it's 383.
He could be from Chicago. I give a fuck.
383.
Right.
Hey, but he got the same 383 Madman got.
Right.
I knew that wasn't number bullshit in the first place.
I got a 454 in a fucking. I got a 454 in an AMC Javelin.
His brother.
I take your hat. I take my hat off to you. I take my hat off to you, brother.
How fast is
man, y'all sitting up here going along with this shit, man. I'm like,
that
moment
is wild.
Fuck it, man. Come on.
Hey, man. Hey, Jeremiah, it ain't nothing else to do. It's the wintertime, man. We can't do no
racing.
You got a point there, Vic. You got a point there, Vic.
Hey, Big Eddie getting ready to send him a chassis guy number.
Tell you, man. Hey. I did not catch the bullshit, but I'm just trying to tell him what the truth was.
Yeah,
that
wild,
bullshit.
Dude.
The
I
bullshit.
Can't make this shit up, man.
The bullshit.
hey, Big Eddie calling.
Yeah,
you
guys,
y'all guys
are cooler than the other side of the pillow,
you.
Man. I'm telling you, I love this show, bro.
Yeah.
That's up.
Hey, Vic, I'm going to tell you something quick, though, man.
Yeah.
He really don't sound, if you really listen, man, he really don't sound no different in his conversation than how most of these conversations go on the fucking back line.
Exactly.
It's a whole lot of bullshit. Nobody wants to call the bullshit out. Everybody wants to go along with the bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
the problem.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know,
right.
man?
That is a big
because
problem right there.
Hey.
You
nobody
like bullshit?
Say, hey, nobody want to say, hey, man, that's bullshit. but what they do is, when a certain person come on, when Caucasians, like, so let me use this analogy. When Caucasians come on, niggas for some odd reason get quiet like white is right. Like they know everything and niggas don't know nothing, right? So they just sit and listen to a nigga who really don't know nothing, and they'll be like, yup, he right. Wait a minute. Who gonna call him out? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know
who gonna call him? Hey, man, my whole thing in life is about accountability, man. And a lot of people in this race game, they don't have accountability. They don't have somebody that's gonna call them out and be factual and say, hey, man, that's not right. Here's what's right according to A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Not of my beliefs, but of logic. You know what I'm saying? So they'll sit there and they'll listen to bullshit for 14 hours straight and never say
like
that.
Like we listening to bullshit right now.
But Flop, you saying that because you know really what I'm saying is the truth. And
no,
see,
I don't. No, I don't, Jeremiah. You can stop with this shit show. You're not going to influence me.
But you
think
you
like you think.
Hey,
you're not going to influence me.
Hey,
Flock,
if I influence you, then that makes what I say to be true, and then that makes what you say to be a lie about me. That's the whole thing. I'm not trying to influence you.
Nah.
I'm not trying. Hey, I didn't wake up this morning and say, you know what? Let me influence
you.
I don't know about you or none of nobody else.
But see, here you go. Hey, Jeremiah, let somebody else talk, man. You're basking in your own glory right now. Let somebody else have a flow. What the fuck difference do it make if the man black or white? He's shooting the shit. He having fun.
Right.
He has to take questions.
And now
you're trying to make a
terrible
mistake.
Yeah, Jeremiah, how dare
you? You steady bashing him. Leave the shit alone. Let somebody else talk.
Right.
Jeremiah backed me up. He's my friend. I don't give a fuck. He's my friend.
I don't give a fuck what your Jeremiah is.
You
starting to
say everybody,
bad.
Everybody says
say
less.
You know what
Jeremiah say more.
You know what I'm saying? There you go. Tell him. Now you look.
Now I'm gonna just say you sucking dick.
Jeremiah,
holler
at me privately. Do me a favor. Just knock these dudes down for a second so you can talk to me.
Everybody's sucking dick right now.
Now everybody's sucking dick because they know.
Nobody does that. What are we fucking?
Yeah,
never
see, that's the
okay.
Problem. Hey, that's the problem.
Yeah,
in drag
whatever.
Race. That's
what's
stopping so much.
Hold on, it's a problem that I'm saying sucking dick, but you on here hollering nigga and Caucasian motherfucker.
Hey,
call a
what does that mean?
I didn't say nigga.
I could have. Hey, I didn't say the H word. All I said was Caucasian.
I said nigga,
so
and you said nigga. You said nigga 3 or 4 times. Man.
Right, so what's wrong with saying nigga?
I say hunky a lot, though.
Shit.
You see what I'm saying?
Man, when you shut your motherfucking ass up, you ain't funny
now
right
you
now.
I probably won't, but I'll give it a try. He ain't got to shut up,
but I'm just telling you. I'm talking to Jeremiah.
I'm going
to
give it a try. I'm going to give it a try, I promise.
I want to open it up, man. Me and him are tighter than the mosquito.
Hey,
one
man,
minute
you
want to
almost
today,
sound
today,
like
minute.
Motherfucking Mike Radley. Is that Mike Radley?
It sound like Mike Radley.
It sound like Mike Radley, man.
That don't sound like no Mike. I know. Hey, look. Hey
man.
Vic, I know exactly who that is. That's why I'm laughing, man. I knew who it was after he said the
show.
You
know, I've been on here,
Sam. I've never called the show before a day
several times before. I want to say one time he was talking about a Trans Am or something years ago and all of that shit. He
I promise you, I've never
times.
Called the show before. So, y'all
man, get the
shit.
Fuck out. Okay.
y'all softer than baby shit, dude. Hey, you talking
see,
about?
Okay.
Now we're gonna start treating you like we treat the spam call.
No, don't treat them like
oh,
that.
Oh, let's go. Treat me like
spam.
Treat me like Miss Meat. Bitch.
Don't treat them like shit. No.
Oh, he
see,
said,
see
bitch, your mammy. Hold on, Jeremiah. Get your bitch ass out the way. He said, bitch, your dick-sucking mammy is a bitch, white boy. Nigga,
oh,
whoever
no,
the fuck
not
you
not
are,
it.
You four-eyed faggot bitch.
Come on, y'all.
Let it go,
faggot,
man.
Bitch, four-eyed faggot bitch. Your dick-sucking slave-driving-ass mammy is a bitch, motherfucker. You Caucasian white sheet hood white wearing motherfucker.
I'm going on
you. Now what, bitch? Now what, bitch? You should have crossed your motherfucking legs and broke your kid's neck when they were born, bitch.
Lord,
Jeremiah, quit calling my fucking name. This ain't got shit to do with you, Jeremiah. Get the fuck out the way.
That's not even me calling your name,
bro. This motherfucking white sheet wearing bitch.
That wasn't even me just calling your name.
Hey, flop this dick.
You know what I'm saying?
Fucking,
you niggas get so, hey,
fucking
y'all be so out of
KKK
control
KKK
that you lose,
bitch. You KKK ass bitch, you skinhead.
That's
bitch.
7-3-10-25, your mic is open.
Man,
nah,
fuck
the KKK
off,
got
nigga.
It wrong. The KKK
go fuck
got
your
it wrong,
mammy,
bro.
Bitch. Go fuck your mammy, bitch.
No, I
and
she's dead,
to a faggot.
She's dead. I'm not going to
yeah,
fuck
well,
like
dig
that,
up. Put your dick in the dirt. Put your dick in the dirt then, faggot. Now, I'm just having fun because it ain't nothing but a little signifying to me.
Man, what the fuck is going on this show? Man?
And then Jeremiah keep getting his puss ass in the way.
Block
right interference,
me,
man.
Bro.
Yeah, I ain't talking about when I thought you was calling my name and it was Vic. I'm not talking about that. You just got your motherfucking ass stampeding all over the fucking floor. Like
you
what you said is right.
My grandmother and I don't want to fuck my dead grandmother. I'm sorry.
Man, fuck your dad in ass. He was a sissy too. Fuck your dad in ass. He was a sissy too.
That's why they buried him face down so a motherfucker could snatch his pockets out and get what he owed the world.
Lord, have mercy.
So,
all right, so back to drag racing. A lot of these guys, again.
I love that.
Wow, shaky. Right. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to your question. So back to what, are we still on the show?
Yeah.
Now, I heard him saying that a lot of those guys are at the track, but they don't race. But then they go to the street and race. So my thing, it remains the same, is the saying that why? What's going on with the individuals at the track or the, you know what I'm saying, with that, at that setting, what's going on that they don't race, but they go on, but they go on the street and race?
Can I tell you, mister? It's all about currency. It's all about money, mister. Everything, all of our issues right now are all money-based. See, when they go to the track, it's like a dick pissing contest of who got the most money. Right? But when you go to the street, niggas really don't give a fuck how much money you got, because they're going to race for maybe maximum $1,500. And that's a big, big money race. A $1,500 race, $3,000 pot, is going to bring 200 to 300 people out to the streets. You see what I'm saying? See, them guys race their cars for $250. They want to cash app you $150. Other 250 if they lose. And guess what? These guys are accepting that. At the track, they
shut the fuck up.
At the track, they not doing that. You see what I'm saying? They not doing that at the track. See, if you go to the track and be like, hey, man, I want to race you for 500, but I got 100 in cash and I got 400 on cash app. These guys going to be like, man, get the fuck out of here. But you can go to the street with that same exact race, and them niggas going to say, shit, all right, lock in, let's go. And them guys are going to honor their cash app, and they're going to all cash app their money over. See, a lot of everything that's going on right now is to do with currency. Then you got these other guys that's trying to, like, and I'll say this, because this is a person that in my era I remember. I remember your Skins, your Ron Rons, your Cali. I remember these guys coming up, and there's a few more of them I can name coming up. These guys were fortunate to be able to either have the money or have backers that would back them for $5,000 and $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to race. Now what happens is those races superseded these little $1,500 races. Those races have become irrelevant. Because everybody want to see the $50,000 pot, the $100,000 pot. They don't care about the $1,500 pot. That race is like null and void, because these boys getting ready to race for this check. But now guess what? These type of people ain't got that check no more. So because they ain't got that check, a lot of them feel like, I'd rather not race today. I live in the glory day and tell a motherfucker when I can race for $20,000 a night, 5 nights out the week. And that's your problem right there. I began to start a movement, and I'm starting to see it starting to take head. Well, these guys is racing for 1,000. They race for 1,500. Me and Vic was locked in. Hey, Vic, how many times are we locked in? About three times? Three or four times? We actually only raced twice. Each time, me and Vic, I think, was only locked in for a G. We was locked in for a G. But it was good action. They not doing that no more. See, these guys want to get up here and try to impress another man and act like they got it. See, some of these niggas really got homosexual tendencies, rather, because they try to impress another man to show another man, hey, I got as much money as you. No, the fuck you don't, because if you lose $5,000, you can't turn back around and run for $10,000. So stop acting like you can run for the $5,000, but if you lose a G, you might be able to turn around and run back for $1,500. Because all you got is $5,000 in your name, so you might be willing to try to spend $1,500 to get that $1,000 back.
That's the problem right there. Start racing again for $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $2,500. Start racing for that type of money again and watch how niggas start coming out the woodworks with these cars because they're going to take a gamble because there's already five, six, and ten of them on one pot. They're going to take a gamble. Now, you're going to get these guys that go, oh, man, Jeremiah, I'm not racing my car for that. But you go shake that bitch down for free. You will break it, crash it, burn it for free, but you won't race nobody for $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the kids. And that's the problem.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah, that's the problem. See, some of these guys have built their cars acting like this car is their job. Man, this car not your job. This car is your hobby, bro. But you making it like a job, so you putting the pressure of a job on the car. I won't race my car for less than $5,000. I don't care if it's a team member of mine, bro. Like, I mean, that's cool. But, shit, how many people you going to really race that you really want?
Well, don't treat it like it's no job because a bunch of motherfuckers going to starve to death.
Man, look, they're going to starve, kid. When you go down south, man, if you see the people that you see betting them really, really big pots, are either the young guys, these young guys is doing whatever they doing, whether they own trucking companies, dump trucks, all of that shit. It's when you see them betting $100,000 a side, it's not one person.
It's never one person.
Yeah.
It's never one person.
Yeah.
It ain't one person.
I'm telling you what I sit there and watch, man. They got one guy to say, hey, man, the guy who called is, man, I got 3,000. What's up? His homies say, shit, I got 3,000 with you. That's 6,000. Here go one of their big homies and say, fuck it, I got a dime with y'all. That's 16,000.
You can count the motherfuckers on one hand that's got that disposable money that they can gamble like that. You can count them on one hand.
You can count them on one hand. And see, and even the people who supposedly have disposable money like that, they're still cognizant of the fact that I can't go off. Because I don't care who you are. Every motherfucker on this phone around us, hey, man, you only a couple moves away from the floor. And I don't give a fuck how much you got. Because if you got $5 million and you make a $3 million move and it bombs, you down to $2 million. If you got $2 million and you fuck around and make a $1.5 million bomb, guess what? You only got a half a million. Now you got to try to live your life still like you got the $5 million. You don't have the $5 million no more. You got to have a ticket. Don't let you not have money coming in how you used to, but you're still living that life. Now you turn around, you only got $200,000 left.
But everybody ain't living that life. So, I mean, it sounds good, a good theory, and some of it may be, you know, applied to some people, but it don't apply across the board.
Explain that, Flop. What you mean? It don't apply across the board.
I'm saying everything you might say might fit a few people, but across the board, a hard-working motherfucker, I'm going to use myself, for example.
Okay.
I could lose $10,000, and I ain't a few moves from the flow, but that just ain't how I want to move. And just because this is your theory and you're putting everybody into certain categories doesn't mean it applies. I'm saying, yeah, you right on a lot of them pots. Shit, I done had some pots that get big, and it ain't all me. No problem with that. But if I have a pot, I'm always responsible enough that I can cover my own pots without any help, without anything. But I ain't a couple moves from the fucking flow either. And I ain't saying it like it's offensive to me, but I'm just saying it's people out there, some that do have disposable money. But my thing is, if we get into all of that, we fucking pocket watching, man. Realistically, we pocket watching. Who the fuck? I don't give a fuck if you got $20 million or if you 2 cents from the flow. If you trying to race, I'm trying to break you off every time we go down there. So I don't give a fuck about, if you, like I said, if you got $20 million and you can race me 10,000 times, or if you got 2 cents and you can only race me one time. I'm just trying to knock your ass off and I ain't worried about your money situation as long as you cover the bet that we agree upon.
Okay.
All that other shit about being two steps from the flow, and my buddy gave me $5,000 and bet in the $5,500 pot, and I ain't got shit and this and that. I don't give a fuck about that. All right, Flop.
I'm with you, Flop. I'm with you
on
that.
Hey, Flop. It's study show. Study show.
Let me say.
And I'm looking
at
it.
Let me say this
real
quick,
Jim.
And that is one of the things I think is a killer, Flop. We spend more time focused and worried about the wrong shit instead of just racing. And this ain't no shot at you, Jeremiah, but I'm just saying.
No, it can't
general,
be a shot at me because I'm a winner all year.
You got a big dog. Drag race of the year, Jerry. But we spend more time focused on the worried about all the wrong shit. You see what I'm saying, right? They be at the track or on the phone instead of what it is that everybody like to do, right? You racing, spectating, or whatever. Everybody enjoy the same fucking hobby, which is racing. I think if you take away, like I said, man, have some form of respect for one another. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Older, younger, whatever. God damn it.
What?
Just get back to what it is, and that's racing. You see what I'm saying? Somebody said something about the cameras. Now, I've always said, because I'm a big advocate for that, the cameras have messed up a lot of stuff because people perform for the camera. And that can be good on one hand because, you know, you want to big up your sport and, you know, keep your sport going. But on the other hand, don't take that as an opportunity to disrespect the fellow racer, man. You know what I'm saying? Focus on the racing. Do what you got to do to get the race done. And I think when you do, if you take, you know, take the bullshit out, you know, Shake kept asking, how do you get people to race? I think if you just take the bullshit out, you know what I mean, minimize that, then you will have more racing.
Hey, miss, I don't want to ask a question because that's going to give too much of an open. I want to make a comment. And I want to say that when you are trying to accomplish something that has been distorted, the only way to accomplish is to get to the main root problem. And the main root problem, I like what you just said, but I disagree with what you said about the cameras, because the cameras is probably one of the best things that has occurred in drag racing, because for some people, the camera is a gauge to say, hey, I don't want none of that. Or two, man, I like that. I'm going to try that, man. Or three, it's a showman, okay? So your dad, Damon, a showman. That's what he is. You can't take that away from him. He's a showman. When the camera come on, he goes into character, right? So now in certain situations, in previous times, that has caused for races to happen because you get a weak-minded person that says, I can't let this 5'5" motherfucker talk to me like this. I'm about to punish his ass. But that was all a part of the rules. So that's what baited him in to get his head split open. And he was smart. Skin was smart enough to know that, hey, I could get up under this nigga skin, because just like you got short man complex, a big man got big man complex. And I ain't finna let this person that's smaller than me talk me down or talk me out. So I disagree with that part. Now, what I say, get back to drag racing, I agree with you, mister, drag racing. But the only way to get back to drag racing is to say this is the root problem of the situation. Finances have changed today. Let's X out the radio shows, the backlines, all of that. The root problem is finances have changed, but people are still trying to live like finances have not changed, and they have. You are not on the level that you were on 10 years ago, so like any other hustler knows, you have to adjust to the times now, and you have to be okay with people saying, hey, everybody said what they said about me with the situation that happened with Tidy Boat. I don't have no issues with Tidy Boat, but I'm just not going how other people are going. My blood brother called me and said something to me. Hey, man, you should just, because, man, people are going to think, and you know what I told him? I don't give a fuck what people think. Because here's my situation, and when you stand on what you stand on, you stand on what you stand on. And that's just really what it is. People are so worried about what other people think about. Man, if people hear me race for $1,500 or $2,000, they're going to say I'm broke. And you so worried about that, you just rather say, man, fuck it, I ain't going to race at all. I don't even want to hear these niggas mouth. But the reality is...
Okay, Jeremiah.
Go ahead.
The camera.
I was waiting on them to do it.
Oh, okay.
I was waiting on them.
Okay, the camera, Jeremiah. Like I said, the camera can be good. Skin does perform. And
he
that is
I don't perform for the camera. He
could
have got there a lot.
I got him. Well, you know what? No, you got him. Go ahead, Pop. Let me get out the way.
I've been doing this shit before he knew what a camera was. I was doing this shit here. I've been acting the same way. Matter of fact, I think I slow down when the camera on. Because I don't even look for no camera. A lot of this shit, they done filmed the motherfucker and they didn't even know it. Just like them niggas on the block that you been seeing got filmed and didn't know it. So I don't know where you get that from. You said a lot of good shit, but you told a motherfucking lie. Because I don't show shit for no camera.
All right, so
I ain't
got
never in my life. But you want to
like you always been.
No, I'm quiet. I'm letting you finish before I say I got a question for you. Go ahead, Ken.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, I like some of the shit you said, some of it I didn't. Because I done ran motherfuckers for $200, $300, $50. We run according to what we got going on. And I'm going to disagree with one more thing about it ain't no money like it was. It probably ain't. That's why now I'm finna dig into the bullshit you be talking when you be talking about, you ain't never ran up on a 10-second car. Bitch, a 10-second car don't cost what an 8 or 7-second car cost, dumbass. So if the money ain't like it was, why the fuck you trying to get a fast-ass car in, dummy? It costs to go fast. You can't go fast, goddamn it, with no money, Dumbo. So the shit don't even, that's what I'm saying. I like a lot of shit you said, but you ain't even making no sense.
But you
let me
finish,
sir. You're not, making any sense. Your own team, when is you going to let me finish?
They're going to build what they want to build.
Right, but your own teammate ain't going to run for no 1500 or no G. They're not running for no motherfucking 1500 or no G. They're not running for that.
Who not running for 1500 or G?
I said they not gonna run for no 500 or no G or no 1500.
Who's not running for 500 or G? Who
I just said it
right
10
now?
Fucking times, nigga. Yo,
no,
teammate,
you didn't.
I said it both.
Who?
I just said it 10 times. Everybody on the mic heard. I guarantee you. All
right.
You
I didn't hear you. I just heard you say Zabo.
I said,
Wait a minute.
You're not listening, bro. You ain't.
But Zabo just
your
ran.
Your old teammate.
Zabo just ran Dirty Diana for $2,500.
Man, you not listening, man. He didn't run him for shit. What's the name? Locked it in. And
it don't matter who locked the race
you
in.
Not let me finish,
I'm going to say yes or no.
You not let me
what do you
finish.
Mean?
Didn't I just say, Eddie, at the beginning of the conversation, I done ran for $50. $200, $300.
You just made a comment, and already I debunked your comment. You said Zay would not run
for
no little money, and he ran Dirty Dog for $2,500. Hey, so let's take it back down. Let's take it down to what you like and what you know. These weak ass race
doing
cops. They raced you for $200, man. What are you talking about?
Motherfuckers let you talk.
I'm not gonna let you talk because you said you've been talking all day.
It ain't nothing wrong with it.
Right now.
Respect for somebody else. They letting you talk. Say what you want to say. You ain't talking about shit.
Nah, but you're not saying nothing because they ran your fucking ass
for what they
want to
race for or what they think they can afford. Evidently, you couldn't afford. You ain't paid Daddy Bold off.
Hey, I promise.
Okay.
Hey, look. Hey, Shawty. I had almost triple in my pocket what we ran for. Money
fun,
wasn't
dude.
No issue.
I'm going on mute. I had fun.
What man at?
Well, this is why I came in, because you mentioned my name.
Hold on 1 second. Ho. After you fucked that man out that race in Michigan when you paid off Leon his scrap, why the fuck ain't you going in your pocket to get that man back his money once you found out you made the wrong call? I'll wait.
Let me finish. I don't make no wrong calls. You forgot what the race was as a DP man,
and you paid off. Why you ain't go back in your pocket and pay Melvin Coney off, bro? Why didn't you go in your pocket and pay Melvin Coney off? Because you got money issues, nigga. That's your problem.
You made a wrong decision. Did I give a fuck?
That's your reputation that you all want to talk about. That's your reputation.
The DP man don't make no wrong calls. Remember that, dumbass boy. You wasn't a DP man. You wasn't a DP man.
Man, you just want to argue, man. I'm finna watch this pretty young lady, man. I'm gonna go on mute, okay?
Motherfuckers never want to hear the truth. See, the truth will get a motherfucker up out of there, and the truth will set a motherfucker free. Don't bring up my skeleton, motherfucker, when you got a goddamn spook in your closet, man. And as a DP, man, how the fuck do you tell somebody, man, I forgot what the race was, but you paid off, and a motherfucker showing you the proof that this is what the race was. But as a DP man, an honest man, you didn't go in your pocket and say, hey, man, here go $500 of your money back. I'm going to take the hit. Fuck out of here, man.
Well, I know one thing. You ain't the only motherfucker that made that mistake. Didn't pay.
Hey, let me finish, Jeremiah. Hey, listen, Eddie.
I understand, but let me finish. You can say what you want to say.
He won't let nobody talk. Let the man finish, Jeremiah.
He cut me off. All I want to say is this here. Back, you know, most of the time when that shit happened like that, to resolve that, the next time a person want to race him, they just made sure that his money ain't in his hand and no teammate hand is always in the middleman hand.
That's the only thing you can do about that.
You know, that's all I want to say, man.
I'm crying like a little old girl.
Hey, listen. How am I crying? I ain't lost a dime.
Shit, I ain't crying.
Fuck out of here. I'm a winner.
Right.
I ain't crying. Any race I engaged in 2023,
you the one brung the race up, Jeremiah. The show recorded. You the one brung the shit up with your stupid ass.
Who brought the race up?
You shouldn't even brung the shit up. You did.
Charlie, I'm going to bet you $200
right now. Ask everybody on the phone. Did you mention Charlie's whole name?
Hey, man.
You mentioned the shit.
We all recorded, so I'm going to bet you $200 right now.
Bet, motherfucker.
Let's make sure we got this right. Excuse me. We're betting that
Charlie brought up. Let me get my bet off. What'd you say, boy?
So you're saying that I brought up the Tidy Bowl situation. That's what you're saying?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Where you at right now, Skin? I'm gonna wait till the show goes off.
Where do you want me to be?
Hold on. I'm gonna wait till the show goes off. I'm gonna stay up.
Okay.
I'm gonna wait till the show goes off. It is. It is 10:14. So we gonna go back to right around about, let's just say 10:05, and we gonna let it ride right there. That's where our bet is coming from. From right there.
10 o'clock.
Say it again.
Start at 10 o'clock.
We gonna start at 10:05. So from 10:05 to 10:14.
10 o'clock, sir.
Is what we betting on.
I said 10 o'clock.
Hey, man, I said from 10:05 to 10:14.
I said 10 o'clock. What if you didn't say it? What's wrong with going back to 10 o'clock?
We had a stalemate.
If you didn't say it, what's wrong with going back to 10 o'clock? We had a stalemate.
I got the time I want. You got the time you want.
If you didn't say it. Why you won't go
you
back
got
to
the time you want? I
so
got
you
the
might
time
have said
I want.
20 minutes ago.
I know what you said. They know what you said because you was getting your ass toe up. So you brought up.
Okay. Well, why don't
you
ask
money
me?
Issues.
Why I don't you Melvin Tony and said your bonus ass to pay Melvin Tony at least $500 out your
pocket? Why don't you ask everybody on the phone, bitch ass nigga? Did you bring?
I ain't
got
to ask. It's a recorded show. I don't have to ask. It's recorded.
What that mean? What's
recorded?
We gonna listen to the whole show?
I told you. From
10:05 to 10:14,
you let me know when
hey,
you want to lock
in the show with
but
bullshit, boy.
Hey, just like
bitch.
You said, hey, just like you said, I need to pay Tidy Boat. You
nigga.
Need to pay
you
Mel Bacone,
like
you broke ass
pussy
nigga.
Motherfucker.
You need to take Mel Bacone as
bet me. I bet you won't bet. I bet that. Pussy motherfucker. The show recorded. Yo, bitch, I bet you before I even came on the phone, bitch ass nigga, you mentioned it. Pussy motherfucker.
That motherfucker,
you a lying bitch.
You a bad motherfucker. You gonna cheat for Mel. You gonna cheat for motherfucker Leon and Scratch.
Ask him. You know that fucking kid,
man.
Pussy motherfucker. Ask him. Then you mention the man. You said I ain't got no problem with Tidy Boy, but it is what it is, and I did this, and I ain't afraid because of this. I stand on my integrity. Get your bitch ass out of you. Mention that man's name. Pussy
nigga.
And
hey man, you hey, we bet on it. Well, why don't you bet on
it? You hear Eddie laugh, bitch ass nigga. You making that
why don't you bet on it? Why don't you bet on it? Hey, why don't you bet on it, though?
I just tried to bet you. You don't want
to
bet.
I just told you from 10:05 to 10:14, motherfucker.
Your whole ass out. Look at this dumb ass nigga.
I'm just saying, why you not going
to bet on man,
hey, Eddie, why you laughing at this girl in the background?
Hey,
you need to be throwing in shots for your show tomorrow night. None of them going to show up to you. See what I'm saying?
Y'all don't hardly ever show up when y'all say y'all gonna show up. It don't matter to me. I just shut it down. But
nah,
the thing is,
nah,
Jeremiah.
Nah.
The thing is, Jeremiah. The be careful,
Jeremiah.
Man. You gonna listen to a recorded show. You can take that motherfucker right. You can take that motherfucker right to the spot. You ain't gotta say no time.
That's right. I like that, Eddie.
That's all I'm saying. You ain't got to pinpoint no time. You look for the time.
Yeah, because that bitch, he know he wrong. Pussy motherfucker.
Hey, whoever it is on the phone,
your pussy ass going to keep
muting and unmuting the phone. How about we just stay off the subject altogether? Don't keep muting and unmuting my phone. That's
some
pussy ass
shit. Pussy motherfucker.
Now, that's some pussy ass shit, whoever running the board. I'm telling you, you a fucking pussy.
Man, what they do, Jeremiah?
What'd
he do? He said they keep muting his mic and shit and cutting him off.
Man, ain't nobody muting his mic. When they muting his mic?
Hey, Jeremiah. We probably can't hear it. Ain't nobody muted your mic.
I heard everything that bitch ass said. Mister.
It keep going off of my ear loud as hell. Mute. Unmute. I'm telling you, bro.
You sure you ain't sitting on the phone?
Jeremiah, all the time, can you hear me? All the time. I'm not saying it happened now. But I'm telling you, all the time, that don't be your line when you hear the word mute. Because I hear dog do it all the time, and I say, he muted my line. No, he didn't. You can hear, a lot of times you can hear that word mute when they mute someone else's line.
Yeah, you might be right.
I know.
I bet y'all know you brought up that Tidy Boat situation first.
I ain't always right. I'm just never wrong. I'm telling you, that's how it works.
But you should bet me.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead, Flop.
In an effort to grow the sport and increase grudge racing, you think they run me with Lil Vinny for $500 since I'm almost two steps away from being on the flow?
He possibly would, though. He possibly
look at this lying-ass nigga. Bet $500
he
want, bitch.
He possibly
bet $500 he want.
Let me tell you this, Flop. He might go off and do what I did down south. When I was getting ready to shake my car down, dude said, hey, man, What you want to run for? 5-700? What you want to run for? I said, what's up? Well, whatever. He like, all right, come on. We finna run right now. I said, come on. We still got calm down together, man. And I just happened to come out victorious.
Last 8 months, months.
You know what I'm saying? I came out victorious. So I don't know. You might catch him, and he's shaking his goddamn. He might say, shit, this is going to be a free 500 I'm going to take. I'm shaking the goddamn way to get data. So
no.
I don't know. He
but what if,
good.
If he, so let me ask you this. I take that. But let's do the flip side of it. If he said, no, nah, Flop, I really got to bust your head for $1,000, $1,500 better, is he part of the problem of people popping off these big figures and decreasing the amount of grudge races that we having, knowing I only got 500 to run him for?
Okay, now let me say this, Flop. If you only have, $500 to race him and you know that he is known for racing for $1,000, then at that point in time, you need not even hold conversation with him until you come up with that other 500 possible.
One man just stepped on his own dick.
Hold on, Skin.
No,
hold
I'm just saying.
Skin. Hey, Jeremiah, I take what you say, and I'm going to influx what Skin just said. You stepped on your own feet because you just made a totally different statement that speaks against everything you just said about Zay. Not six minutes ago when you had the flow about these poor-ass niggas and they two steps away from the flow and you know, motherfuckers want to run for these big pots and this 10 of them in the pot and this and that. And that's why
but listen to what you said, Flop. You asked a question about $500, okay? Would a man race? Hold on. Now I'm a lot.
That applies to 1500 too.
Skin.
If you know I race for 5000, don't come to me with no 1500. That's the same as if you know they race for 1500. Don't come for 5000.
So here you go
that's
right here,
Flop.
You just came and said, was they race you with Lil Denny for $500? And I said to you, I said, hey, Flop, he possibly would get up there and shake his car down on you for $500. Now that's considered a race. Now you said that beyond that,
well, that's
got
to be a shakedown.
Hold on,
parameter
hold
you
on,
put
flop,
in there.
Flop. Hold on, hold
put
on.
Put a
flop.
Parameter in
so
there.
So beside, okay. beside the 500 that you're talking about, him possibly just coming off the trailer and shaking his car down for, you then
I ain't say none of that
one,
about coming out.
I'm telling you what I'm saying, Flop. I'm telling you what I'm saying. What I said.
Okay.
I said that he possibly would come off the trailer and shake his car down with you, being Lil Vinny, for $500.
That ain't how I want
to hold on.
In.
Hold on,
miss,
Flop. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Man,
so now I'm saying, now you come back and you say, well, what about $1,000, but I only got $500? Again, it's not stepping on my toes. It's saying, okay, cool. Hold on. Man, okay. Again, like
that
I said, everything I'm saying
no
now, I just said then.
You
so
said
now, Flop,
that. He didn't say it.
Man, bet $1,000. Fuck it, man. I'm going to bet you $1,000. Where you at right now?
Man,
I'm going to pull up on you right now. I'm going to bet
$1,000,
Flop
man
City. You
man.
Stupid bitch.
Give somebody
I'm going to bet
$1,000,
Flop
City. You ain't doing nothing
man,
funny.
I'm going to bet $1,000, Flop City. Stupid bitch. I'm going to get
okay,
the G right now. Where you at? I'm going to come meet you.
I bet he
I'm going to come meet you. Where you at right now? I'm tired of you. I'm going to trick you.
I bet he didn't.
Come on.
I bet he didn't.
Man, come on. Where you at right
we
now?
We're
going
to
you. We gonna
go
bet $1,000 and we're going
to
bet 10 blocks.
We're
going to put $1,000 on the show, man.
Hold on. Skin, stop. The show
no, Flop. Get out of it, Flop. Stop. No, let this bitch bet.
The show
stop bet.
Recording after 9 o'clock, Skin.
Okay.
Oh,
no okay.
Recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll never know.
Yeah, right.
The show don't stop recording after 9 o'clock. It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't.
You're a lying motherfucker.
It doesn't. Because guess what? You could get in on the show all the way up to 10 o'clock, fucking clock,
man. Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Come on, man. Stop.
Bet something, Jeremiah. Bet 50, Jeremiah.
Flop.
Bet 50 that this whole discussion we said.
Flop. Let me tell you what we could bet. We could bet that what the fuck you just said, I'm going to bet $1,000 to Skins, $1,000 cash that you brought up, $1,000. I never said shit about $1,000. You said that.
That's
don't try to get in the way, Flop, to stop
to help your fucking homie because the bitch on the floor right now. Bet that $1,000 you just said, you pussy-ass nigga, that the motherfucker blocked said $1,000. Bet $1,000, motherfucker, that he said it and I didn't. And
okay,
the show
so
is being recorded.
Hold on. You lose the $1,000 if it don't come up on the show.
Oh, my God, man. Hey, do me a favor. Do me a favor, Skin. Lose this dick in your mouth. You's a motherfucking weasel trying to get your way up out of here, man.
How the fuck am I
weasel
if the man said
it's your mouth?
You can't hit no record at 9 o'clock.
You right, it's the bet. Man, get your stupid ass out of here.
I said if it don't record, if it ain't recorded, it's conversation.
Hey, Skin, let me just say this.
Okay, I'm
going
to bet the flop ain't saying nothing about him.
Hey, Skin, guess what?
Because I can win that bet anyway. It don't matter if the show don't record after 9 o'clock. If you don't hit on there,
you lose. Down in life. Hey, Skin, you down in life. You need a hand. You need a helping hand.
I bet you Flop didn't say nothing about no thousand, running for no $1,000.
Oh, my God.
Come on with your bad
You know what blows me?
Come on, blow this dick in your mouth,
you
bitch.
You got these guys.
Do you want to bet?
You got these guys on the phone.
And everybody
know
you wrong.
They know you wrong.
Everybody know you wrong.
They won't say
that.
This is why I move with these niggas the way I do. Because a lot of these niggas that be on the show, these niggas is fucking curs, bro. They curs. They scared.
I bet you
they
know you wrong.
They nigga that they feel like is a giant, man.
Why don't you ask me?
You a little bitty boy, man. You a little boy.
That's what makes you wrong.
Hey, you're a little boy to me. Like, in every aspect of your
you
life,
wrong
you
wrong on the tidy bowl shit.
Hey, I guarantee
wrong
I wasn't wrong on shit. It's so recorded, so guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to the show. I got to.
Call me back and suck my dick tomorrow when you find out.
No, I ain't got to suck your dick, bitch, because I know you're wrong. I 100% know you're wrong, bitch. I responded to something that
you
said.
You're a motherfucking lie, nigga. You're lying.
But then, guess what? I'm lying right now, and you lied when you
you're
told
lying.
That man you forgot what the fuck the bet
you're
was,
lying,
and you paid Leon and goddamn
scratch.
You was lying too when you fucked Mel Zacconi out that money, boy.
Flop
your
said
bitch
something
ass
about
was
running
lying
little bitty for 500.
Your ass was
you
lying
back
too when you said Mel Zacconi. I forgot what the bet was.
You
remember what the bet was? That man couldn't
you
leave
know
before
the
motherfucking
fuck
light
saying.
Went off, bitch. You know what the bet
you
was.
You don't even know
you
what
set
the fuck
the bet
you
up,
be saying,
stupid
bitch. Shut the fuck
you
up.
Set the bet up, dummy. So now you forgot the bet that you set up, and you ain't paid that man his money. Then you come on the phone 3 days ago, and you say, I fucked him. But you're saying you got integrity, man. Boy, you couldn't hold another dime of my money if my motherfucking mama life depended on it, man.
Hey,
you couldn't
hold yours and try to get it back. And
you
said some dumb shit.
Money.
And that's why you got to pay with the
tag. You your integrity even worse. You was about to help me cheat. And guess what? I decided not to cheat, and it cost me $1,500. So who
that's
got
right.
more integrity right now, me or you?
That's right.
I'm just asking a question. So who got more
no,
integrity
you
was,
that
now?
Wasn't, that wasn't about cheating.
That
I said, what the fuck did you say?
No. So what I'm saying, you led me. You
I
led the witness
no,
because you really
I
gave
you,
me a way out.
What did you say?
You gave
Why
me a way
you
out, man. I didn't take the way out.
You locked the race in. You lose.
I'm saying you gave me a way out, but I didn't take the way out.
Well,
that was
just,
wrong.
Well,
it was $1,500, bro.
You didn't know how to take it.
It was $1,500, bro. This is not
a
$1,500, bro. What are you saying? But I can see you ain't
man,
got no integrity,
it wasn't even your money,
you
man. Why
called,
you
hey, man, listen, man.
You didn't bet
you
that
should have called. You should have called Mel. Hey, you should have called Mel McConey and told Mel McConey,
you
hey, man, I got this.
You
talking about 500? Hey, Mel McConey, I got 500 of your money. I know Leon and Scrap, they got the bag, and I ain't going to go fuck with them, so I'm going to give you 500 back of your money because I'm a DP man.
Man,
the same way that man did too. When he got
out
there and raced that man, and that man went in his pocket and paid you for y'all to run back again. Ain't that what happened out there? Because I think I was standing right there when that happened. When that DP man went in his pocket and paid the motherfucker out, whatever percentage he paid him out to keep the peace. See, he got integrity. See, he got money. Your bitch ass ain't got it. See, you walk around with the same weak-ass rubber band with the same weak-ass little $2,000 or $3,000 in it, man.
That's why when you get fucked up, niggas don't hear from you no more, man. No, you know what? Yes, they do. They do hear from you because you try to crack jokes about it, but deep down your ass really hurts. You're in the crib eating oatmeal in the morning, bitch, by yourself. Fuck is you talking about? You poor, man. You broke. And it's okay. Let me know when you want a job, man. I'm hired.
Man.
You
see what I'm saying?
You fucked
up
in life, dog. And the people you fuck with, they won't even give you a helping hand right now, bitch-ass nigga. You trying to suck these niggas' dick and eat their ass to get up, and guess what? They don't give a fuck about you for real, nigga. They don't care about who you know or who you say
I'm back,
you
Jerry. Jerry, just hoping to come suck my dick.
No, you ain't going nowhere, bitch. You right here taking his lashing, bitch. You ain't going nowhere. You a nobody.
Oh,
you ain't nobody, boy. You ain't fucking nobody. Hey, you a has-been, bro. You a 25-year past, man. You a fucking has-been. You raised these little college boys
oh, man,
don't
nothing.
Know no better,
used to
man.
Be.
You ain't raising no motherfucker that look like you. Ain't, I bet you ain't took Kamala and Ray Sam. I bet you ain't took Kamala and Ray and Black Sam. I bet you ain't took Kamala and Ray and Black
Sam. Black
Sam
ain't got nothing wrong.
Huh?
You talk, man, I, beat
I
the
bet
fuck
you ain't
Sam,
ran a motherfucker
nigga.
That look. Hey, I bet you ain't ran a motherfucker
Sam
that look.
Sam ain't got nothing in my class, boy.
Why you ain't
I beat the fuck out of him.
Why you ain't ran a
fuck you talking about?
Why you a bookie ain't ran yet?
Bookie won't
see,
run
that's,
me.
That's what I
want
to know.
Man.
Hey, you
call
got hey, you got the boy with the Malibu. You got the boy with
call
the Malibu with
the
gold rims
on
it.
Man.
He got slicks on
me.
His car. Why the fuck you ain't wearing him?
Oh,
you want to undress
their
car. Boy, you want people to come back down to where you are.
You mad
because
Bookie won't run me?
I'm just saying. You want to run people. You want to run people. You want to just, you want to,
hey,
you want to undress their car.
Are you mad
because
Bookie won't run me?
Come down to what you want them to be.
You want me to get Bookie on the phone?
See, you can get him on
the show
if you want to. You can get him on the phone.
You
want
to talk
to him?
But
see, you like trying to trick these little young boys that got college book bags on their back. Get him on the phone, man.
Do you
want to
talk to him?
Get him on the phone.
I asked you, did you
want
to talk to him?
Yes or no? Hey, Ken, I don't have to talk to nobody. If you choose to get him on the phone, get him on the phone. That's your choice.
No, I'm just asking
that's
you because you're bringing up the
I don't
man
have nothing
age.
To do with that. So, again, you won't race nobody.
I don't
that
run people my
like.
Age.
I
run
all
you
want to
dumb
race these little
fuck.
Young boys.
All
cause
you
that's
dumb
all you
bitches.
Trick.
You I'm
can't
running
trick
all
no
you
bitches
that
look
25
like
and younger. I'm going to beat the fuck out
you.
You
can't trick no nigga that look like
you. Put you in your place.
You can't trick me,
right, because you know why? You know
so
why I can't
you,
trip
hey,
nobody
so
my
now,
age?
Now what you doing
you
is,
know why I can't, and Jeremiah,
you
want to
be on the same level of a Zay.
Can
you
want to
have
a Zay
with 14 and
old?
Because you done raised these little bum-ass, regular-ass, stock-ass
hey,
jobs, and your bitch-ass sneaking and bumping,
and
man. Get the fuck out of here,
Jeremiah.
Man. You sneaking bump-ass nigga. You a sneaking bump-ass nigga, boy.
And Jeremiah,
everything
you
done had, you
know why I ain't running nobody my age?
Get your bitch-ass out of here, man. Get your bitch-ass out of here, man. You
hey,
tricking them young boys.
You know
you don't
why
even
ain't
know where
nobody my age?
Been on your car, bitch. You tricking them young boys,
said,
man.
You
get the fuck
said,
out of here.
Ain't nobody my age.
Hey, man.
Got no
get
money.
The fuck out
all
of here, man.
All you young motherfuckers
get
the fuck
out of
here,
man.
Bitch
hey,
ass
hey, guess what?
But not
these young
boys
don't want to number ratio bitch ass to 200, and you keep taking it. Because you smart enough to know if you get 200 five times, that's $1,000. See what I'm saying? See, you smart enough to know that you can at least pay your car note. Because that's what you got on
yeah,
the car.
Yeah.
You got a car note. You drag
yeah,
racing
yeah.
on the car note,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Me and you are
yeah,
not
yeah.
the same.
Yeah.
You see what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
Wells Fargo
you
own your race program, bitch.
You
don't even own
you
your
jealous.
Own race program. How the
you
fuck
jealous.
You going to talk to a nigga to own everything he got,
are you
man?
Jealous? Are you jealous?
I'm not. Why would I be jealous, bitch, and I can go finance anything
you
I want
be.
Right now? What is
you
talking about?
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I guarantee
you.
I guarantee
you.
Hey, man, listen, man.
No, you can't.
Let me tell you this, kid.
Better 100.
I guarantee
you can't even get
finance. I guarantee your no doc power is not stronger than mine.
Better
100. I'm going to bet you 5,000 cash right now
that
your no doc signing power is
not stronger
than mine.
I'm not going to put your down payment on the car now. I ain't going to give you down payment on the car.
I'm going to bet you 5,000 U.S.
dollars that you can't go finance nothing tomorrow. You can't go finance nothing tomorrow,
you
lie.
I don't
you
have
lie.
Co-signers.
You
want to
impress
I don't have
me, meet me at the car lot.
It's just me.
If you
want to
impress
me,
meet
me
at the car lot and finance something, baby.
Hey, do me a favor.
Can you do
go
that
talk
me?
To one of them young boys who got their cars financed.
I said, can you
Wells
do that
Fargo,
for
bitch.
Me?
I don't have anything financed
Jerry.
In Wells Fargo. I got titles
Jerry.
To everything, bitch.
Jerry.
Don't forget it.
Hey, Jerry.
I got titles to everything, bitch. And don't forget it.
There you
I go,
finance
man.
Something for
you really,
me tomorrow.
Hey,
Ken,
the fact of the matter
please,
is, I don't even know why I go back to you because real talk
please,
is you're really beneath me. You're really beneath me.
That's the truth of it.
You're
a dummy. You're beneath me. But I just like entertaining you, though, man. You a 50-year-old fucking failure, bro.
You
failed in life, man. You failed. You failed. You feel like a jackass right now. You out here, hey, man, but we know why you out here racing Kamala. That's why you fired your man with the blonde cucumber, because you figure, shit, Kamala just as fast as the blonde cucumber. Fuck it. I ain't going to have this man telling me when I can or cannot come get the car, or him saying he'll be at work. And that's why you went finance the car, man. Hey, Ken, how much you want to bet you got a co-sign on your car? How much you want to bet? We'll never know.
How much you want to bet
you got a co-sign on your car, man? Man, get the fuck out of here, Skin. Hey, Skin, guess what? Hey, Skin, I don't even got to bet what I know, bro. I don't have to bet what I know, bro. Because let me tell you this, man.
How much you want to bet?
Hey, Skin, that's why you trying to sell your car right now. You will take 50,000, 60,000 for it. Bitch, you will take 40 for that car right now.
I'll sell your bitch ass, but I can't get nothing for you.
Because you fucked up, bro.
You fucked up.
I told you I'd give you a job.
Hey.
I'm a little wheel your ass, man. I'm going to give you a job.
Hey,
you're going to be my son.
Hey.
You're going to be one of my descendants, man.
I went on the internet.
Hey, man. Hey, you going, hey, listen. And guess what? Let me say the difference between you and me. See, the difference between you and me is this. You really fucked up, and you really don't want people to find out, because if they find out, you feel like they're going to feel you already a grimy-ass nigga, so they're going to stop fucking with you for real. You see what I'm saying? So you really don't want to know you fucked up. No, you fucked up. I know you fucked up. I know you fucked up, bro. I know you fucked up. But see, the difference between your fucked up, hey, listen, Skin, the difference between your fucked up and my fucked up is this. I can wake up tomorrow and say, you know what, I ain't selling none of this shit. And guess what? I'm still straight, bro. But I'm wise enough to know that I'm 3 to 5 moves away from the flow if I don't pay attention to my finances and do things right. That's the motherfucker on his phone, bro. And niggas really don't want to say it for real. They want to act like they just got it because they got 40 or 50,000 put up. 40 or 50,000 ain't nothing. Because if you can't spend it 3 times over, that shit ain't nothing. It's nothing.
I ain't never had 40,000.
Hey, kid, if you're able to sell your car right now after it's done being paid off, you will have about $16,000, and you'll be good. You know how to flip $16,000, baby. I know you got this. Just hope you don't get fucked up again. Hey, hope you don't get fucked up again.
I won't cut you out no more.
It's okay, Ken. Hey, Ken, I've been where you are, bro. I was just a younger nigga when I was there. See, I got fucked up, then I got smart, Ken. I focused on my credit. I started buying property. When I really made that money, how I made it, I went and bought some shit cash. So I got that sitting around cash. I don't owe nothing but property taxes on me. No fucking contingency, bro. Me and you are not the same. We're not the same. Hey, Skin, guess what? I resigned from a job, motherfucker, 2 months ago. Guess what? Drink is still sitting where it's sitting. I ain't made a dime, and I ain't motherfucking hurt at all. I'm sitting there still living, baby. Car on the way to the shop. Because I got a fuck lift up. We are not the same, Skin. I can sit here and live off motherfucking rent every month, bro. Me and you not the same. You don't own shit. You don't have shit. You an old-ass nigga that's watched your fucking time go. You got more years behind you than you got in front of you. Congratulations. You fucked yourself.
And it sounds like we might just drop. I don't hear nothing.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back, Jeremiah.
Oh, we still on.
Lord, have mercy.
I'm back, Jeremiah.
You motherfuckers is crazy as hell, man.
What did we do?
You motherfuckers is crazy as hell.
I'm about to stay in the house and look at TV, Vic.
Hey, Vic, I am too. That was just what
Vic.
Yeah.
Hey, Vic. Where did Parrot go from earlier? Where did motherfucking Parrot go from earlier?
Oh, man.
Hey, Vic, how long you been on the show?
Huh?
How long you been on the show?
Since right after it came on, about 9:30, 8:30. y'all time, right? 9:30 my time.
Didn't that bitch ass nigga bring up Daddy Bo?
Honestly, Skin, I brought him up earlier first.
No, I ain't talking about earlier. I'm talking about when I heard him talking. Between me and him.
Oh, yeah, he did.
That bitch ass nigga thought I brought up Daddy Bo. Man, get your stupid ass out of here.
We talking about racing, baby. What were we supposed to be talking about?
And said Flop was talking about $1,000. Flop ain't saying nothing but something about $500. That bitch all fucked up. The bitch fucked up. The bitch fucked up.
He's been trying this illustrious scheme for the last 8 months to get people to lower what they bet on the grudge races. and I told him it wasn't going to work. People going to bet what the fuck they want to bet.
Oh, for sure.
Man, that man killed me saying that dumb ass shit, man. Motherfucker race for what the fuck they want to do. You mean saying that motherfucker going to race for $1,500, but they going to go to Florida and spend $15,000? Get the fuck out of here. Y'all going to go way
like,
down south and race for $1,000.
Felt like that
here.
Goddamn Marvin. It's the end of the goddamn year. You talking about meet him in Florida. Motherfucker,
oh, yeah,
where you been all year?
Man.
Hey, Vic. Marvin been on Facebook. He been Facebook racing all year. Facebook winner of the year is Marvin.
Oh, okay. He been riding TikTok nuts.
He's a Facebook racer of the year.
Yay. I got a question. Where all these motherfucking We Foundations come from? Motherfucker, answer that. Where did this shit come from? What is wrong with these motherfuckers with all this wee shit?
I don't know, Vic. I couldn't
get on there.
Parlez-vous français?
a lot of French in the Chicago area.
They was practicing the Gettysburg Address. We the people.
Yes,
sir. The Gettysburg Address.
Hey, they practicing something, boy, I tell you. It's mighty funny. Every time a motherfucker posts Dirty Diana, this motherfucker the first one talking about, so what we going to do? Who the fuck is
man?
We?
Foundation.
You gotta understand, Vic, when a motherfucker don't have no backing or no foundation in their life, that's the first thing they do. They attack. That's how you think the gang, era went the way that it went. You had a bunch of niggas living in the hood that they couldn't exist without a motherfucker with some muscle. It's the same thing. I ain't never been there, but it's like a nigga to go to the penitentiary.
Jeremiah, the great historian.
Hey, you get all these motherfuckers that was, they was GD, they was BD, they was BGD, Vice Lord, all the rest of them.
Oh, man.
They go to jail, now all of a sudden they moving. What? Now you don't even know what
Did y'all wish Larry Hoover a happy birthday today?
Fuck out of here, man.
Did y'all wish Larry Hoover a happy birthday today?
Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
I want to get in that gang you in, OM. How to learn to be an old man, goddammit.
I'm telling you, man.
Be an old man.
That's the coldest gang you could be in. See, a lot of these niggas don't know how to just be old men. They want to be old men. They old men, but want to still act like they young. See, because I thought when you was a child, you did childish things, but when you became a man, you put away childish things. You got
the man's riding scripture in here, man.
Hey, you got a lot of motherfuckers that still want to be
you know, young men, but you got to really accept the fact that you are older guy now.
How you going to be young if you old? Man, get your stupid ass out of here.
If you got an AARP card, bro.
Your daddy want to be a young man, motherfucker. Your daddy
Hey, my old man, 75 years old.
You know what somebody
you know what he do
be,
now? Skin, you know what my old man do now? My old man don't try to be all in the video dancing and rapping.
That's
because
he can't. Because he know I won't be
there. My old man, he tells me about his experience
like
and how not to get caught up in the shit he got caught up in. So what he did is all he's doing is taking me, a younger version of him, and sharpening me.
Man, your daddy don't even fuck with you, man. Stop
that's
lying.
What he do, bro.
Your daddy don't even fuck with you.
Hey, does Mel McConey fuck with you?
That's your daddy.
But does Mel McConey fuck with you?
That's your daddy.
Does Mel McConey fuck with you?
I said that's your daddy.
Hey, but does Mel McConey fuck with you?
Yes, sir.
Then,
yes, sir.
I got to call you a motherfucking lie. Mel McConey got long hair, a ponytail. Where you see that on there?
You know what I'm saying? Mel McConey fuck with you. That's all I want to know. If my daddy don't fuck with me, Mel McConey don't fuck with you.
Hey,
everybody
got a story
about
somebody. Tidy Bowl don't fuck with you. Tidy Bowl don't fuck with you. Did you fuck with him?
Hey, I don't fuck with Tidy Bowl. I don't fuck with
Tidy
Bowl.
Yes, you do. You just said it early on the show.
But I love him. I love him.
I love him. I don't have a problem with him.
That don't mean
I don't love Mel McConey and I don't fuck with him. So what are you talking about?
I don't have a problem with him.
What are you talking about,
Donald Boyd? I don't ask me who, but I ain't out drinking with you.
I don't fuck with you.
I ain't out kicking it with you. I ain't got no problem with you.
Bitch ass nigga, but
you ain't. Hey, matter of fact, I'm gonna recant my statement. I fuck with Tidy Bo. I do fuck with Tidy Bo.
He don't fuck with you.
I ain't gonna say that. He ain't got to fuck with me. I'll fuck with him, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. Well, I don't fuck with who the person who you was talking about. I don't fuck with
you. Hey, well, that's cool. That's cool. You shouldn't fuck with
talk
that
to this
fuck.
Lady, man. I ain't got time to talk to you. Because
you never know when he's going to come back and get your ass. See, that's the whole thing.
I've been
hey,
talking to this lady, man. I'm
hey,
Charlie,
let
lady.
Me tell you something,
I'll
man.
You
I've let certain things ride for right now. I know niggas that fuck me. I know niggas that's in the drag racing world to fuck me. You know what I'm saying? I know shit I don't talk about just yet. I wait. So you're right. When you fuck a nigga and they fuck you, now, when you get ready to fuck them, you fuck them for the last time, and they'll never come back again. That's how you fuck a nigga for real. Remember I just said that, all right? Somebody got Mel McConey number. Let's get Mel McConey on the phone right quick. I just want to ask you a question. Hey, kids, you got Mel McConey number?
No, Jeremiah, nope.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you.
When people don't fuck with you, man, if Kid has a number, he's going to tell you no.
I
don't fuck with you, Jeremiah.
Let me see. Oh, no, it's 11:48 in Michigan right now. Man, don't call me that
late. I just had a question for him.
That's right. I'll get him on tomorrow. Hey, maybe we'll take it to Big Eddie show.
Yeah, take it over there.
Yeah. Hey Vic, one thing I had to learn, because remember my daddy didn't fuck with me, so I had to learn this shit at a young age, how to get a nigga up off your ass, boy.
Oh, okay.
I've become an aficionado of how to get a nigga up off my ass, boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
find hey Vic, you find a weak.
Yep.
You stick your fucking finger in and you twist it to the bitch say uncle. That's what you do. That's how you get a nigga up off your ass. All you got to do is find their weakness. Stick your finger inside that wound and twist that bitch and start bleeding. And they say uncle. That's all you got to do. It's not hard.
Mm.
See, a lot of these niggas, man, they care about their integrity as it pertains to what people think of them. Not care about their integrity, they care about what people think of them. See, you've reached a different level in life and you don't give a fuck what people think of you. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, that person with that deep breathing in the phone, that person with that deep breathing in the phone don't give a fuck what we think about them. They rolling.
No, that's and Flop. Hey, Flop, I've been hearing it, but here's the fucked up part. That's how they really breathe.
Oh man, you motherfuckers is crazy, boy! I swear. Hey, that's why I put that post up the other day about my drag racing family. I love you, motherfuckers, boy.
Hey, Vic. That dude did sound like Mike Randler, didn't he?
Yeah,
hey,
dude,
I ain't gonna lie.
I swear to God.
He did, don't flop.
I swear to God, he sounded like Mike Randler.
Hey, don't forget, Brother James back home now. So, you know,
I'm gonna leave that alone. Gotta know when to hold him, and gotta know when to fold him. It's all good.
Yeah, they got that James been posting pictures and everything.
Man, hey, people could play. Hey,
I ain't never heard. I ain't never heard Mike Rallin on the show, Vic.
I ain't either, but that show sounded like him tonight. That motherfucker talking about a 350 board to a stroke to a 383 breaking the window in the El Camino. Who gives a fuck?
I'm telling you, if you breaking the motherfucking window, goddamn, put your piece of plastic back there.
That's what I said. Called optic armor. That's what I meant to say. I just said armor, but
yeah.
Optic armor.
They call more than glass.
He says curved glass, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know the El Camino got a little curve to the back glass.
Yeah, he
some
said
of
that's
them do.
Why
some
it
of them
keep
did.
Breaking. Right. He said that's why I keep breaking because it's curved glass.
Yeah, well, put him a piece of plastic back there.
That motherfucker say he done broke it five times. He got over $2,500 in back glasses. I say, well,
if he done broke it five times and he ain't figured it out.
He's a dumbass.
You got that right.
You the dumbass keep putting the glass. I'll leave the motherfucking window out that motherfucker.
I'm telling you. Who
like
said
he
had to
on.
Have a back glass where he raced it?
Right. Be like, hey, be like Heat Zone back at 30 days.
Yep.
That motherfucker had no windows in it. He didn't give a fuck. Big Ed didn't give a fuck about no windows. He come to whoop ass.
Heat Zone Camaro, the yellow one?
Yeah, Big Ed Boyer. He ain't had no fucking side window or no back windows. Hey, he didn't give a fuck. He come to whoop
that. Yeah, I knew that was a motherfucking crank call anyway.
Yeah.
I first heard his motherfucking ass.
Hey, I wouldn't be saying that motherfucking show sounded like Mike Rattlin, though. it's been all right.
Yep. Oh, yeah. By the way, all you Chicago folks, y'all know that snow ban goes into effect tonight. Fuck around and find your shit in the pond in the morning.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. Man, let me go move my fucking truck. I'm glad you just said that.
Yep. Find them over in the pond in the morning.
Can't park on the streets, huh?
So a lot of streets.
Right.
Snow or no snow.
Y'all
can your ass going to be out.
Kid. Keep that white shit where y'all at. I'm further
glad
south.
You
we ain't got none.
I'm going to my truck in the garage.
What you say, Fly?
I'm glad he said that I'm going to put my truck in the garage.
Oh, man.
No. I'm going to move my truck. My truck ain't fit in the garage.
Unfortunately,
my truck can't fit in the garage.
I'm talking about my truck. I got a little truck compared to you.
Yeah, unfortunately, my shit can't fit in the garage. I wish to God it could. Funny thing is, Flop, if my truck could fit in the garage, man, I would be able to
I will be able to wash it in the garage.
Oh, man.
What a goddamn flop. Flop, you still on here, Flop?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a question for you, Flop. Now, Angel Reese and this other girl, Caitlin, from Iowa. Now, they was bashing Angel Reese for this NIL shit.
Right.
Now, Caitlin, they didn't bash her, but she doing motherfucking State Farm commercials in Canada.
Yeah, well, you know why.
Yeah, I know why.
Hey, kid. Put her motherfucking hand up. That girl put her hand up to her face and made a mockery of her. So anything she do is okay.
Yeah. I say tell the bitch. Angel Reese out there trying to get us some money. They want to bash her again, huh?
Hey, man, who built in the house?
Who's building a deck right now? Some shit. Hey, that's that nigga Spin trying to take his life right now, y'all. Need to call him and see if he all right.
Oh, man.
Oh. He's trying to commit suicide. He's trying to do it.
If he ain't gone behind all them licks, something wrong.
Hey, Flop, when you can't afford good nails, that's the kind of shit that happens.
Boy, you motherfuckers are crazy as all get out.
Shit, man, I gotta place my damn bets for tomorrow.
Yeah, who y'all like, Salty or Josie? Who like Josie Williams?
Hey, Flop, you ain't finna get no goddamn bet on that.
Shit, Josie look good today.
Josie,
yeah, both of them look good. Both of them look good.
Well,
Josie actually
looked
quicker on the front half, easily.
Hey, Flop, you can stop trying to plead your case to get a motherfucker to bet.
Hey, but you know what, though? The question is, who is the most consistent car? Because I believe that's going to be who's going to win. The most consistent car.
That motherfucking I'm gonna tell you, Jeremiah. I believe it's gonna be a driver's race.
It's gonna be a race. Well, this gonna be a driver's race.
Yeah,
I tell you what.
If you ever notice, every time it come to them too, they count Ricky out and like Marquis gonna kill him.
Yep.
Hey, but I tell you what, it's gonna be a race because they ain't at South Georgia. Them motherfuckers gonna go down the track.
Oh yeah, motherfucker, flip a coin right at that race for that race.
Yeah.
Whoever knocked that tree down, that's gonna be the winner.
Yes, sir.
I wonder what a 7-second light be implemented or. How that's
going to
work.
Here we go with that shit. There you go.
I don't know how that shit going to go, but I'm banking on whoever got them lead up first. That's going to be the race.
Oh,
I don't think so, kid.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
I don't see either one driving around the other one.
Shit, I do. If it's close off the tree, I see one driving around the other.
Oh,
and I ain't
okay.
Just saying because I like them. I know something.
Okay.
Oh, you know something, huh, Flop?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
The difference is in the cars going to show up then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying it got to be real close.
Yeah.
Both them cars have lockups in them or what?
I don't know. I don't honestly know what. That video saw they got a 3-speed in it.
Yeah.
So you know who's locking it up. And I would imagine Josie is too. With his so-called whatever motor they say he got.
all the rumors and shit.
They didn't put the 5-3 back in there. Took the 4-8-4 out. They put that 5-3 back in there.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. They finna find out get them 4-8-4s or what 5-3s too then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck around and Ricky get away and Josie got a 5-3 in it. It's gonna be hell to tell the captain.
Yeah, why? Don't be a race, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Don't be a race.
See if we have a grudge down there.
Yeah, he that
look
dog
at that
was
video,
that early.
Hey,
yeah,
look
dog
at that
was
in-car
there.
Cam. Hey, kid, look at that in-car camera, Ricky.
Yeah, you see that shit, boy?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get a chance to see
almost,
that yet.
I almost thought that was my car he was in, but he looked like he was going straight. I usually go straight down the middle of the track, run over the cones.
Hey, Flop, you ain't supposed to turn the goddamn wheel.
Mm-mm.
Oh shit!
Hey, when you look at that shit, boy, it goes so fast. Like,
yes,
damn,
sir.
Let me rewind it. I missed this part.
Yes, sir. hey, Flop. I looked at it twice to see, make sure I was seeing how many times that been shifted.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, then I looked at it another time to make sure that. That little silver rod in front of the shifter was the accelerator when Ricky matted that motherfucking in when he let off of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, boy.
And then when after the high gear, he must have hit a clean neutral or something because it was still a forward pattern.
Yep. He pushed that motherfucker straight forward. Went straight to neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes, sir. That pass wasn't long as hell. That shit wasn't long at all.
And then I'm going to tell you something else. He didn't even drop the laundry out. So do you really think he was going fast as he could?
Because he showed that his parachute had Unless the guy's on the steering wheel, they might have a button.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you watch the end of the run, though, he didn't put him out. Cause the car next to him, they put him out, but he didn't beat it.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the whole video.
That was a Mustang, right?
Yep, I think it was white. Or some color.
Yeah, a white Mustang.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, Flop, since I got you on here, have you heard any more on Memphis Motorsports Park?
Yeah, kid. It's about like Abe Lincoln or George Washington, dead in the motherfucker.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to tell you, kid, I'm really sick about it because I really want to drop some of these motherfucking cars in high gear and see where they go without going having to go up to Bowling Green and shit. Or down to Gulfport.
Oh, man. I saw somebody, what was that, Cookletter, I think? Yeah, Cookletter got them to send me some video about Gulfport. I said, man, that motherfucking antique-ass track down there.
Yep. I know Jackson, Tennessee is going to be a force to be reckoned with. Holly better keep it tight.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Jackson, basking them about Jacksons, the trucking people guys that run NMCA stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
and they bought some of the equipment from Memphis, bleachers and stuff, and they done, I don't know if y'all ever been, but they done made more parking room. They talking about putting restaurants out there and shit.
Oh, okay.
At the track. Yeah, well,
what is Jackson, about 50 or 60 miles from Memphis?
It's actually 79 miles is what they say, but to get to the track is probably about, in total, about 87, about 90 miles.
Oh, okay.
Because you really can get off anywhere, but just the best driving would be go up from Memphis, take exit 85,
yeah,
which is Christmasville Road. Yeah, get off there, then you start working your way back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they trying to make some improvements. They hit they got a new timing system. I think Lightning had hit it at the end,
yeah,
of the season, and they got a new one, and they hadn't figured it all out, but they still,
mm-hmm,
hit a couple races. So they was trial and error in it.
Yeah, they could build it up as long as they got some motherfucking motels and shit around there.
Mm-hmm. Jackson got a few good motels now. It's pretty,
mm-hmm,
decent.
Yeah,
it's under Jackson Dragway LLC,
right,
on Facebook, but I don't think they have too many pictures of the current state. I have a few,
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, shit, goddamn it. 41 should have reached out to Memphis Motorsports Park and bought some of them motherfucking bleachers.
Yeah.
They could use them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It ain't shit over there in Memphis now.
They told the tower and stuff down, right?
They what?
They told the tower and the stuff already down, right?
It ain't torn down. I thought it was
one time
because one of the pictures I had got from somebody, but it was just like a partial picture. The tower was still up and all of that, yeah.
Okay. I heard that they had tore it down.
I know.
Rode by there.
I saw a picture where they put some of them concrete barriers goddamn across the motherfucking lanes so a motherfucker would be able to go down through there.
Right, exactly. They did that now.
Hey, I heard they was talking about reopening Hattiesburg.
No.
We've been doing that for 10 years.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah?
No, Crooked Letter ain't saying nothing about them trying to reopen Hattiesburg.
I used to have a lot of fun out there, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn Mardi Gras. That was the shit, boy.
Yeah. Have anybody heard anything about where they're going to try to do a Fat Tuesday or Mardi Gras yet?
I ain't heard nothing.
Because, yeah, I done heard Holly. I done heard further down in, the Delta. Shit.
Well, shit, they ain't got nothing further down but goddamn Gulfport, and I don't think I want to go down no motherfucking Gulfport.
You got that right.
Yeah, them was the good old days, boy. Go down there to Fat Tuesday.
Well, Holly Springs would be nice if they could get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Know where you at when you go over that damn long-ass bridge.
Yep.
Better make sure your shit right, because that's the wrong place to break down. That Tuesday. Good old days, old Edmund Hall, Mr. Five Speed, that old damn Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
You got dog on, what was that, with the train? What was that car called?
Which one?
Him and Edmund Hall used to go at it all the time. The Firebird. Had a Firebird.
Damn. I know what you're talking about. I can't call them. It was... Goddamn it, on the tip of my tongue, too, Vic.
Damn. Edmund Hall had the
Firebird.
Yeah, they had a Firebird.
Had a Firebird. It was like a dark blue, dark
right,
purple.
Right, right,
with orange
right.
Or something like that.
No, it
had something
purple.
To do. Yeah, it had something to do with a train. Can't think of who the fuck that was. They used to go at it every year.
Mr. Fast Speed.
Well, Mike Hill and Edmund Hall used to kick it off every now and then, too.
Yeah, that was the good old days, boy.
Then Edmund Hall used to throw them baby promos shootouts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Fast Speed. Hell, man, that's gonna mess with me all night now, kid.
Yep.
I'm looking at the car. I just can't think of the name.
Right.
The car all in my mind, but I just can't think of the damn name.
Yep. It'll come to you, goddamn, once you get off the phone.
Yes, sir.
Who used to drive the car, do you know?
Shit, I can't even think of that. It's just like fucking think of Edmund Hall and it just shot everything
JT,
else out.
But now JT was the fugitive.
JT. It was. Wasn't it JT? That was who it was.
Yeah, I think so.
JT.
JT, the fugitive.
The fugitive, that's what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, the fugitive. Right. Right, the fugitive.
That's what it was. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I look, as soon as y'all said Firebird, I thought about it. I said, surely they not talking about JT.
Yeah, that's what it was. JT was the fugitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Him and that damn Edmund Hall used to go at it, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That damn Shane Stack, I remember when he showed up with them twins.